Ivangeli elalotshwa nguJohane. UJohane isahluko sokuqala. Ekuqaleni wayekhona uLizwi. uLizwi wayekuNkulunkulu. uLizwi wayenguNkulunkulu. Yena wayekuNkulunkulu ekuqaleni. Zonke izinto zenziwa ngaye. Langaphandle kwakhe kakwenziwanga lutho kukho konke okwenziweyo. Ukuphila kwakukuye. Ukuphila kwakuyi kukhanya kwabantu. Ukukhanya kukhanya emnyameni. Kodwa umnyama kawukwahlulanga. Kwavela umuntu ethunywe nguNkulunkulu, ibizo lakhe linguJohane. Yena wezela ubufakazi ukuba afakaze ngokukhanya, ukuze bonke bakholwe ngaye. Wayengesikho ukukhanya, kodwa wezela ukuba afakaze ngokukhanya. Ukukhanya okuqinisileyo, okukhanyisa wonke umuntu, kwasekusiza emhlabeni. Wayekhona emhlabeni, umhlaba wenziwa ngaye, kodwa umhlaba kawumazanga. Weza kokwakhe, kodwa abakhe kabamamkelanga. Kodwa bonke abamamkelayo wabapha amandla okuba ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, labo abakholwa ebizweni lakhe. Ababengazalwanga ngegazi lomuntu langokufisa kwendoda, kodwa bazalwa nguNkulunkulu. uLizwi waba yinyama, wahlala phakathi kwethu, sabona inkazimulo yakhe injengeyozelwe yodwa kayise, egcwele umusa leqiniso. uJohane wafakaza ngaye, wamemeza wathi,
"Kuye lo ebengisitsho ngaye ukuthi, lo ozayo emva kwami uyangandulela ngobukhulu, ngoba wayekhona kuqala kulami."
Ngoba ekugcwaleni kwakhe samukele sonke umusa phezu komusa, ngoba umlayo wanikwa ngoMose. Umusa leqiniso kweza ngoJesu Kristu. Ngakho owake wabona uNkulunkulu, indodana ezelwe yodwa esesifubeni sikayise yiyo emvezileyo. Lobu yibufakazi bukaJohane mhla abaJuda abavela eJerusalema bathuma abapristi labaLevi ukuba bambuze ukuthi,
"Wena ungubani na?"
Wavuma, kalandulanga, kodwa wavuma wathi,
"Kangisuye uKristu mina."
Bambuza futhi bathi,
"Uyini pho, ungu-Elija?"
Wathi,
"Kangisuye."
"Ungumprofeti na?"
Waphendula wathi,
"Atch."
Basebesithi kuye,
"Ungubani na? Kumele usitshele ukuze sibaphendule abasithumileyo. Uzitsho ukuthi ungubani na?"
Wathi,
"Njengokusho kuka-Isaya umprofeti, ilizwi lomemezayo enkangala esithi, lungisani indlela yenkosi."
Labo ababethunyiwe babevela kubaFarisi. Bambuza bathi,
"Ubhaphathizelani pho, uba ungesuye uKristu, lo Elija, lo mprofeti na?"
uJohane wabaphendula wathi,
"Mina ngibhaphathiza ngamanzi, kodwa phakathi kwenu umi olingamaziyo, uye ozayo emva kwami, engingafanele ukuthukulula umchilo wamanyathela akhe."
Lokhu kwenzeka eBethani, ngaphetsheya kweJodani, lapho uJohane wayebhaphathiza khona. Ngakusasa wabona uJesu esiza kuye, wathi,
"Khangelani, iwundlu likaNkulunkulu elisusayo isono somhlaba. Nguye lo ebengisitsho ngaye ukuthi, emva kwami kuza umuntu ophambi kwami, ngoba wayekhona kuqala kulami. Lami bengingamazi, kodwa ukuze abonakaliswe ku-Israyeli, izile ngibhaphathiza ngamanzi."
uJohane wafakaza wathi,
"Ngibonile umoya esehla ezulwini njengejuba, wahlala phezu kwakhe. Lami bengingamazi, kodwa owangithumayo ukubhaphathiza ngamanzi wathi kimi, lo oza kubona umoya esehlela phezu kwakhe, ehlala kuye nguye obhaphathiza ngomoya ongcwele. Mina ngibonile, ngafakaza ukuthi lo uyindodana kaNkulunkulu."
Ngakusasa futhi uJohane wayemila babili kubafundi bakhe, wakhangela uJesu ehamba, wathi,
"Khangelani, iwundlu likaNkulunkulu."
Abafundi ababili bezwa ekhuluma lokhu, bamlandela uJesu. Wathi uJesu enyemukula wababona bemlandela, wathi kubo,
"Lifunani na?"
Bathi kuye,
"Rabi,
okuyikuthi mfundisi
uhlalaphi na
wathi kubo
uzani libone
beza babona lapho ayehlala khona bahlala laye ngalolo suku lase lithambeme omunye walaba ababili abamuzwayo uJohane ekhuluma bamlandela uJesu kwakungu Andrea umfowabo kaSimoni Petro yena wafumana kuqala umfowabo uSimoni wathi kuye
sesimfumene uMesiya
okuyikuthi uKristu yena wamletha kuJesu uJesu emkhangela wathi
wena unguSimoni indodana kaJohane uza kuthiwa kuKefas
okuyikuthi uPetro okutsho idwala ngakusasa uJesu wayefuna ukuya eGalile wafumana uFilipu wathi kuye
ngilandele
uFilipu wayengowe Bethsaida umuzi wakibo kaAndrea loPetro uFilipu wafumana uNathaneli wathi kuye
simfumene lo aloba ngaye uMose emlayweni kanye labaprofeti uJesu waseNazaretha indodana kaJosefa
uNathaneli wathi kuye
ngambe kungavela okudle eNazaretha na
uFilipu wathi kuye
woza ubone
uJesu wabona uNathaneli esiza kuye wathi ngaye
khangelani umIsrayeli uqobo okungekho inkohliso kuye
uNathaneli wathi kuye
ungazi njani na
uJesu wamphendula wathi
uFilipu engakakubizi ungaphansi omkhiwa bengikubona
uNathaneli waphendula wathi
mfundisi uyindodana kaNkulunkulu uyinkosi kaIsrayeli
uJesu waphendula wathi kuye
uyakholwa ngoba ngithe kuwe bengikubona ungaphansi komkhiwa na uza kubona izinto ezinkulu kulalezi
wathi kuye
ngiqinisile ngiqinisile ngithi kini liza kubona izulu livulekile lezithunywa zikaNkulunkulu zisenyuka zisehlela phezu kwendodana yomuntu
uJohane isahluko sesibili wathi ngosuku lwesithathu kwaba khona umthimba eKhana elaseGalile wayekhona unina kaJesu lapho loJesu labafundi bakhe babemenyiwe emthimbeni wathi ukuba liphele iwayini unina kaJesu wathi kuye
Gabaselalo iwayini
uJesu wathi kuye
Mama kuqondene ngapi lawe lokhu na isikhathi sami kasikafiki
unina wathi kubafokazi
alibo kwenza loba yikuphi aza kulitshela khona
Wakukhona lapho imbiza zamatshe zimi khona ngokwesiko lokuhlambulula labaJuda inye ilamagogoko amahlanu ingabe layisikhombisa uJesu wathi kibo
Gcwalisani imbiza ngamanzi
Bazigcwalisa ke zathi kliki wasesithi kibo
Kanini ke lise kumphathi wokudla
Besake umphathi wokudla esizwa amanzi asependulwe iwayini engazi ukuthi livela ngapi lanxa abafokazi ababe wakhile amanzi babesazi umphathi wokudla wabiza umyeni wathi kuye
wonke umuntu uletha iwayini elimnandi kuqala uthi lapho sebenathile kakhulu alethe elibi wena ugcinile iwayini elimnandi kwaze kwaba khathesi
Lokho ukuqala kwezibonakaliso uJesu wakwenza eKhana elaseGalile ebonakalisa ubukhosi bakhe okwenza abafundi bakhe bakholwa kuye. Emva kwalokho waya eKapenawume elonina labafowabo labafundi bakhe bahlala khona insukwana. IPhasika labaJuda lalisondele uJesu wenyukela eJerusalema. Wafumana ethempelini labo abathengisa inkomo lezimvu lenkwilimba labahleziyo betshintshisa imali wasesenza umchilo wentambo wabaxotsha bonke ethempelini lezimvu lenkomo wachitha imali yabantshintshisayo wagenqula amatafula abo wathi kwabathengisa inkwilimba
susani lezi zinto lingayenzi indlu kababa ibe yindlu yokuthengisela
Abafundi bakhe bakhumbula ukuba kulotshiwe ukuthi
ukuthisekela indlu yakho kuyangidla
Ngakho abaJuda bathi kuye,
"Usitshengisa isibonakaliso bani sokwenza lezi zinto na?"
UJesu waphendula wathi kibo,
"Dilizani leli tempeli, ngizakulivusa ngensuku ezintathu."
AbaJuda basebesithi,
"Leli tempeli lathatha iminyaka engamatshumi amane lesithupha ukwakhiwa. Wena ke uzakulivusa ngensuku ezintathu na?"
Kodwa wayekhuluma ngetempeli lomzimba wakhe. Wathi esevukile kwabafileyo, abafundi bakhe bakhumbula ukuthi watsho njalo kibo, bakholwa umbhalo lelizwi ayelitshilo uJesu. Wathi eseJerusalema emkhosini wePasika, abanengi bebona izibonakaliso zakhe azenzayo, bakholwa ebizweni lakhe. Kodwa uJesu kaneliswanga yikukholwa kwabo, ngoba wayebazi abantu bonke, langoba engadingi lobani ukuba amfakazele ngomuntu, wayekwazi yena okusemuntwini. UJohane isahluko sesithathu. Wakukhona umuntu wakubaFarisi, uNikodima ibizo lakhe, isikhulu sabaJuda. Yena weza kuye ebusuku, wathi kuye,
"Mfundisi, siyazi ukuthi ungumfundisi ovela kuNkulunkulu, ngoba kakho ongenza lezi zibonakaliso ozenzayo uba uNkulunkulu engelaye."
UJesu wamphendula wathi,
Ngiqinisile ngithi kuwe, uba umuntu engazalwa ngokutsha, angewubone umbuso kaNkulunkulu."
UNikodima wathi kuye,
"Umuntu angazalwa kanjani esemdala na? Angangena ngokwesibili esiswini sikanina azalwe na?"
UJesu wathi,
"Ngiqinisile ngithi kuwe, uba umuntu engazalwanga ngamanzi nangomoya, angengene embusweni kaNkulunkulu. Lokho okuzelwe inyama kuyinyama, lalokho okuzelwe ngumoya kungumoya. Ungamangali ngoba ngithe kuwe, ngabe lizalwa ngokutsha. Umoya uphephethela lapho uthanda khona. Uyaluzwa udumo lwawo, kodwa kawazi lapho uvela khona, lalapho uya khona. Banjalo bonke abazelwe ngumoya."
UNikodima wamphendula wathi,
"Lokhu kungenzeka kanjani na?"
UJesu wamphendula wathi,
"Wena ungumfundisi wako-Israyeli, kawukwazi lokhu na? Ngiqinisile ngithi kuwe, sikhuluma ngesikwaziyo, sifakaze ngesikubonileyo, kodwa kalikwamukeli ukufakaza kwethu. Nxa ngilitshelile ngezinto zomhlaba lingakholwa, lingakholwa kanjani uba ngilitshela ngezinto zezulwini na? Kakho owenyukela ezulwini, kuphela yena owehla ezulwini, indodana yomuntu ehlala ezulwini. Njengokuba uMose waphakamisa inyoka enkangala, kunjalo ke indodana yomuntu imele uphakanyiswe, ukuba ilola lo okholwa kiyo abe lokuphila okungapheliyo. Ngoba uNkulunkulu wawuthanda umhlaba kangaka, waze wanikela ngendodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa, ukuba ilola lo okholwa kiyo angabhubhi, kodwa abe lokuphila okungapheliyo. Ngoba uNkulunkulu kayithumelanga indodana emhlabeni ukuba iwulahle umhlaba, kodwa ukuba umhlaba usiliswe ngayo. Okholwa kiyo kalahlwa, kodwa ongakholwayo uselahliwe, ngoba engakholwanga ebizweni lendodana kaNkulunkulu ezelwe yodwa. Ukulahlwa kuyilokho ukuthi ukukhanya kufikile emhlabeni, kodwa abantu bathanda umnyama kulokukhanya, ngoba imisebenzi yabo imibi. Ngoba yilola lo owenza okubi uzonda ukukhanya, ngeze ekukhanyeni ukuba imisebenzi yakhe ingasolwa. Kodwa owenza iqiniso uyeza ekukhanyeni, ukuze imisebenzi yakhe ibonakale ukuthi yenziwe kuNkulunkulu."
Emva kwalokhu uJesu labafundi bakhe bakhuphukela elizweni laseJudiya, wahlala khona kanye labo, wabhabhathiza. UJohane laye wayebhabhathiza e-Enoni, eduze leSalima, ngoba kwakulamanzi amanengi khona, abantu babelokhu besiza babhabhathizwa. Ngoba uJohane wayengakafakwa entolongweni. Waba khona ukuphikisana phakathi kwabafundi bakaJohane lomJuda ngokuhlambulula. Basebesiza kuJohane bathi kuye,
"Mfundisi, lo wawulaye ngaphetsheya kweJodani, owamfakazelayo, khangela, uyabhabhathiza, wayeza kuye bonke.
UJohane waphendula wathi,
umuntu angemukele ulutho engalunikwanga luvela ezulwini. Lina ngokwenu liyangifakazela ukuthi ngathi, kangisuye uKristu mina, kodwa ngithunyiwe ngaphambi kwakhe. Olomlobokazi ungumiye, kodwa isinini somyeni esimiyo simuzo sithokoza kakhulu ngelizwi lomyeni. Ngakho ke lintokozo yami isiphelele. Umele ukukhula yena, mina nginciphe. Ovela phezulu uphezu kwabo bonke, ovela emhlabeni ungomhlaba ukhuluma okomhlaba, ovela ezulwini uphezu kwabo bonke. Lokho akubonileyo lakuzwileyo ufakaza ngakho, kodwa kakho owamukela ubufakazi bakhe. Owamukele ubufakazi bakhe ulubekile uphawu lwakhe luthi uNkulunkulu uqinisile, ngoba lowo uNkulunkulu amthumileyo ukhuluma amazwi kaNkulunkulu. Ngoba kaniki umoya ngesilinganiso. Uyise uyayithanda indodana, unikele izinto zonke esandleni sayo. Yena okholwa endodaneni ulokuphila okungapheliyo. Kodwa yena ongakholwayo endodaneni kayikukubona ukuphila, kodwa ulaka lukaNkulunkulu luhlezi phezu kwakhe.
UJohane isahluko sesine. AbaFarisi bezwa ukuba uJesu uyazuza abafundi, ubhabhathiza abanengi kuloJohane. Lanxa uJesu ngokwakhe wayengabhabhathizi, kodwa abafundi bakhe. UJesu esezwile lokhu wasuka eJudiya wabuyela futhi eGalili. Kwasweleka ukuba adabule eSamariya, wafika emzini waseSamariya okuthiwa yiSikari, eduze lesiqinti uJakobe asinika indodana yakhe uJosefa. Umthombo kaJakobe wawulapho. UJesu ekhathele ukuhamba wahlala emthonjeni. Kwakusemini, kwafika owesifazana womSamariya ukuba akhe amanzi. UJesu wathi kuye,
nginathisa.
Ngoba abafundi bakhe babehambile baya emzini ukuba bathenge ukudla. Kwangkhona owesifazana womSamariya wathi kuye,
kungani wena ungumJuda ucela ukunathiswa yimi ngingowesifazana womSamariya na?
Ngoba abaJuda kabadlelani lamaSamariya. UJesu wathi kuye,
uba ubusazile isiphiwo sikaNkulunkulu lokuthi ungubani othi kuwe nginathisa, ubuza kucela kuye, yena ubeza kukunika amanzi aphilisayo.
Wathi kuye,
Nkosi, kawula lutho lokukha, lo mthombo uyatshona. Uwathathaphi pho la manzi aphilisayo na? Wena umkhulu kulokhokho uJakobe owasinika umthombo, wanatha kiwo, yena lamadodana akhe lemhlambi yakhe na?
UJesu waphendula wathi kuye,
ilowo lalowo onatha la manzi uzakoma futhi, kodwa lo onatha amanzi engiza kumnika wona kasayikoma. Amanzi engiza kumnika wona aza kuba ngumthombo ogobhozayo phakathi kwakhe, kube yikuphila okungapheliyo.
Owesifazana wathi kuye,
Nkosi, nginike lawo manzi ukuze ngingomi, ngingabe ngiseza ukukha lapha.
Wathi kuye,
hamba ubize indoda yakho uze lapha.
Owesifazana waphendula wathi kuye,
kangila ndoda.
UJesu wathi kuye,
utsho kuhle ukuthi kawula ndoda, ngoba usuke waba lamadoda amahlanu. Le olayo khathesi kayisiyo indoda yakho, lokhu ukutsho uqinisile.
Owesifazana wathi kuye,
Nkosi, ngiyabona ukuthi wena ungumprofethi. Okhokho babekhonza kulintaba, kodwa lina lithi eJerusalema indawo lapho kufanele abantu bakhonze khona.
UJesu wathi kuye,
mama, kholwa kimi, isikhathi siyeza lapho lingasayi kukhonza ubaba kulintaba ingabe eJerusalema. Lina likhonza elingakwaziyo, thina sikhonza esikwaziyo, ngoba ukusiliswa kuvela kubaJuda. Kodwa isikhathi siyeza njalo sesifikile lapho abakhonzi abaqotho baza kukhonza ubaba ngomoya langeqiniso, ngoba ubaba ufuna abamkhonzayo babe njalo. UNkulunkulu ungumoya,
labo abamkhonzayo bafanele ukumkhonza ngomoya langeqiniso.
Owesifazana wathi kuye,
"Ngiyazi ukuthi uMesiya uyeza, yena okuthiwa nguKristu. Nxa esefikile uza kusitshela konke."
UJesu wathi kuye,
"Mina engikhuluma lawe nginguye."
Ngaleso sikhathi bafika abafundi bakhe bamangala ngoba ekhuluma lowesifazana, kodwa akakho owathi, "Ufunani na? Ukhulumelani laye na?" Owesifazana wasechiya imbiza yakhe waya emzini wathi ebantwini,
"Wozani libone umuntu ongitshele konke engikwenzileyo. Kungaba nguye uKristu lo kambe?"
Baphuma emzini beza kuye, kusenjalo abafundi bamncenga besithi,
"Fundisi, dlana."
Kodwa wathi kibo,
"Ngilakho ukudla engikudlayo elingakwaziyo."
Basebekhulumisana abafundi besithi,
"Ukhona yini omlethele ukudla na?"
UJesu wathi kibo,
"Ukudla kwami kuyikwenza intando yongithumileyo nokuqeda umsebenzi wakhe. Kalicho yini ukuthi kusasele inyanga ezine kufike ukuvuna na? Khangelani, ngithikini, phakamisani amehlo enu, libone ukuthi amabele asemhlophe, aselungele ukuvunwa. Ovunayo wamukela umvuzo, abute isithelo esiba yikuphila okungapheliyo, ukuze ohlanyelayo lovunayo bathokoze bebonke. Ngoba kulokho ilizwi liqinisile elokuthi omunye uyahlanyela, lomunye uyavuna. Ngalithuma ukuvuna lokho elingakusebenzelanga. Abanye basebenzile, lina selingenile emsebenzini wabo."
AmaSamaria amaningi akulowo muzi akholwa kuye ngenxa yobufakazi bowesifazana obokuthi, "Ungitshele konke engikwenzileyo." Kwathi esefikile kuye, AmaSamaria amcela ukuba ahlale lawo. Wahlala khona insuku ezimbili. Abanye abaningi bakholwa ngenxa yelizwi lakhe. Bathi kowesifazana,
"Kasisakholwa ngenxa yamazwi akho nje, ngoba sesizizwele thina. Siyazi ukuba isibili lo ungumsilisi womhlaba."
Kwathi ngemva kwensuku ezimbili wasuka lapho waya eGalile, ngoba yena uJesu uqobo wafakaza ukuthi umprofethi kadunyiswa elizweni lakibo. Wathi esefikile eGalile, abaseGalile bamamukela bebonile konke akwenzayo eJerusalema emkhosini, ngoba labo babeyile emkhosini. Wafika futhi eKana elaseGalile, lapho enza khona amanzi abaliwayini. Kwakukhona induna ethile yenkosi eyayilendodana egulayo eKapenawume. Yathi isizwile ukuba uJesu ufikile eGalile evela eJudiya, yaya kuye yamncenga ukuba eze asilise indodana yayo ngoba yayisiphela. Ngakho uJesu wathi kuyo,
"Uba lingaboni izibonakaliso lezimangaliso, kaliyikukholwa."
Induna yenkosi yathi kuye,
"Nkosi, woza engakafi umntanami."
UJesu wathi kuyo,
"Hamba, indodana yakho iza kusila."
Indoda yakholwa ilizwi uJesu alikhuluma kuyo, yasuka yahamba. Kwathi iseza, inceku zayo zayihlangabeza, zayitshela ukuthi umntanayo usilile. Yasizibuza isikhathi aqale ngaso ukuba ngcono. Zasezisithi kuyo,
"Izolo ngokwephuka kwelanga, umkhuhlane umiyekele."
Ngakho uyise wazi ukuthi yiso leso sikhathi lapho uJesu wathi kuye, "Indodana yakho iza kusila." Wakholwa yena lendlu yakhe yonke. Lesi yisibonakaliso sesibili uJesu asenza efikile eGalile evela eJudiya. UJohane isahluko sesihlanu. Emva kwalokhu kwaba khona umkhosi wabaJuda, uJesu wakhuphukela eJerusalema. Kwakukhona-ke lapho eJerusalema eduze lesango lezimvu ichibi elithiwa ngesiHebheru iBethesda, elilamathuli amahlanu. Kwakulele kiwo abagulayo abanengi, iziphofu, iziqhuli, labatshwabheneyo.
ngoba isithunywa senkosi sasisehlela echibini ngezikhathi ezithile sizamazamise amanzi kuthi lowo ongene kuqala emva kokuzanyazanyiswa kwamanzi asiliswe esifeni sakhe loba elesifo sini. Kwakukhona lapho umuntu owayesegule iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lesificaminwembili. Wathi nxa uJesu embona elele lapho, esazi ukuba ulesikhathi eside enjalo, wathi kuye,
"Uyathanda ukusiliswa na?"
Ogulayo wamphendula wathi,
"Nkosi, kangila muntu okungifaka echibini nxa amanzi ezanyazanyiswa. Kuthi nxa ngiyayo, wehle omunye phambi kwami."
UJesu wathi kuye,
"Sukuma, uthathe ithala lakho, uhambe."
Lowo muntu wasila masinyane, wathatha ithala lakhe, wahamba. Kwakuyisabatha mhlalokho. Ngakho abajuda bathi kosilisiweyo,
"Kuyisabatha, kakuvunyelwa ukuba uthwale ithala lakho."
Kodwa wabaphendula wathi,
"Yena ongisilisileyo uthe kimi, thatha ithala lakho uhambe."
Bambuza bathi,
"Ngubani lowo muntu othe kuwe, thatha ithala lakho uhambe na?"
Kodwa osilisiweyo wayengamazi ukuba ungubani, ngoba uJesu wayesesukile lapho, kukhona ixuku kuleyo ndawo. Emva kwalokhu, uJesu wamfumana ethempelini, wathi kuye,
"Khangela, usilile, ungabe usona, funa wehlelwe ngokukhulu kulalokho."
Wasesuka lowo muntu, watshela abajuda ukuthi nguJesu omsilisileyo. Ngenxa yalokhu abajuda bamzingela uJesu, ngoba wenza lokhu ngesabatha. Kodwa uJesu wabaphendula wathi,
"Ubaba uyasebenza kuze kube lamhlanje, lami ke ngiyasebenza."
Ngenxa yalokhu ke abajuda bafuna kakhulu ukumbulala, ngoba wayengaphulanga isabatha kuphela, kodwa wabuya wathi uNkulunkulu unguyise, ezenza olingana loNkulunkulu. Wasesithi kibo,
"Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, indodana ingenze lutho ngokwayo, kodwa kuphela lokho ebona uyise ekwenza, ngoba lokhu akwenzayo, le ndodana iyakwenza njalo, ngoba uyise uyayithanda indodana, ayitshengise konke akwenzayo yena, uza kuyitshengisa imisebenzi emkhulu kulale ukuze limangale, njengalokhu uyise evusa abafileyo, abanike ukuphila, kunjalo ke le ndodana iyabanika ukuphila labo ethanda ukubasilisa. Ngoba uyise kahluleli muntu, kodwa unikele indodana konke ukwahlulela, ukuze bonke badumise indodana, njengalokhu bedumisa uyise. Ongayidumisiyo indodana kamdumisi uyise oyithumileyo. Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, olizwayo ilizwi lami, akholwe kuye ongithumileyo, unokuphila okungapheliyo, kangeni ekwahlulelweni, kodwa usephumile ekufeni, wangena ekuphileni. Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, isikhathi siyeza, njalo sesikhona, lapho abafileyo baza kulizwa ilizwi lendodana kaNkulunkulu, labo abezwayo baza kuphila. Njengoba uyise elokuphila ngokwakhe, kunjalo uyinikile indodana ukuba ibe lokuphila ngokwayo. Uyiphile amandla okwahlulela, ngoba iyindodana yomuntu. Lingamangali ngalokho, ngoba isikhathi siyeza, lapho bonke abasemalibeni baza kulizwa ilizwi layo, kuthi labo abenze okulungileyo baphumele ekuvukeni kokuphila, nalabo abenze okubi baphumele ekuvukeni kokulahlwa. Mina ngingenze lutho ngokwami, ngithonisisa njengokuzwa kwami. Ukuthonisisa kwami kulungile, ngoba kangifuni intando yami kodwa ngifuna intando yalowo ongithumileyo. Aluba ngizifakazela mina, ubufakazi bami kabulaqiniso. Ukhona ongifakazelayo mina, njalo ngiyazi ukuthi ubufakazi bakhe ngami buliqiniso. Lina lathumela kuJohane, walifakazela iqiniso. Kodwa kangibamukeli ubufakazi obuvela emuntwini. Kodwa ngitsho lokhu ukuze lisiliswe. Yena wayeyisibane esivuthayo lesikhanyayo, lani lathokoza okwesikhatshana ekukhanyeni wakhe. Kodwa ubufakazi engilabo bukhulu kulobu kaJohane, ngoba imsebenzi ubaba anginike yona ukuba ngiqede yona limsebenzi engiyenzayo iyangifakazela ukuthi ubaba ungithumile laye ubaba ongithumileyo ungifakazela kalizanga lilizwe ilizwi lakhe lesimo sakhe kalizanga lisibone lelizwi lakhe kalihlalanga phakathi kwenu ngoba kalikholwanga kulo amthumileyo lihlola imibhalo ngoba lisithi lilokuphila okungapheliyo kimi yiyo engifakazelayo kanti kalivumi ukuza kimi ukuba libe lokuphila mina angamukeli udumo ebantwini kodwa ngiyalazi lina ukuthi kalilalo uthando lukaNkulunkulu phakathi kwenu ngizile ebizweni likaBaba kodwa kalingamukeli uba omunye esiza ngebizo lakhe liza kumamukela yena lingakholwa kanjani nxa lisadumisana lodwa lingafuni udumo oluvela kuNkulunkulu oyedwa na lingacabangi ukuthi ngiza kulicheba kuba ukhona olicebayo uMose elithemba kuye uba belikholwa kuMose beliza kukholwa lakini ngoba yena waloba ngami kodwa uba lingakholwa imibhalo yakhe liza kukholwa kanjani amazwi ami na
uJohane isahluko sesithupha. Emva kwalokhu uJesu wasuka waya ngaphetsheya kolwandle lwaseGalile olungolwaseTiberiyasi. Lamlandela ixuku elikhulu ngoba lalibone izibonakaliso azenza kulabo abagulayo. UJesu wenyukela entabeni wahlala phansi khona labafundi bakhe. IPhasika umkhosi wabaJuda lalisondele. Wathi uJesu ephakamisa amehlo akhe, wabona ixhuku elikhulu lisiza kuye, wathi kuFilipho,
"Siza kuthenga ngapi izinkwa ukuze laba bantu badle na?"
Watsho lokhu emlinga, ngoba yena wayekwazi azakukwenza. UFilipho wamphendula wathi,
"Izinkwa zamadola angamachumi amabili, zingebanele ukuba ilowo lalowo azuze ingcosana nje."
Omunye wabafundi bakhe uAndrea umfowabo kaSimoni Petro wathi kuye,
"Kukhona umfana lapha olezinkwa ezinhlanu zebhali, inhlanzi ezimbili. Kodwa ziyini kwabaningi kangaka na?"
UJesu wathi,
"Bahlaliseni phansi."
Wakukhona utshani obunengi kuleyo ndawo, ngakho amadoda ahlala phansi, ubunengi bawo babungaba zinkulungwane ezinhlanu. UJesu wasezithatha izinkwa esebongile wababela labo ababehlezi phansi lenhlanzi wababela njengokuthanda kwabo bathi sebedlile basutha wathi kubafundi bakhe
buthani imvuthuluka eseleyo ukuze kungachitheki lolu
basebebutha bagcwalisa izitsha ezilichumi lambili ngemvuthuluka yezinkwa ezinhlanu zebhali eyasalayo kulabo abadlayo. Wathi abantu bebona isimangaliso asenzileyo bathi,
"Impela lo uye umprofeti omele ukuza emhlabeni."
Wathi uJesu esebona ukuthi bazakuza, bambambe ngamandla ukumbeka abe yinkosi, wamunyukela futhi entabeni eyedwa. Sekuhlile abafundi bakhe behlela olwandle, bangena emkolweni, baqala ukuwelela ngaphetsheya kolwandle ukuya eKapenawume. Base kumnyama, uJesu wayengakafiki kibo. Lwavuka ulwandle ngoba umoya olamandla wawuvunguza. Sebegwedlile amakhilomitha amane ingabe amahlano, babona uJesu ehamba phezu kolwandle, esondela emkolweni, bethuka. Kodwa wathi kibo,
"Yimi, lingesa."
Wangkhona bevuma ukumamukela emkolweni, wasufika umkolo elizweni ababesiyakilo. Ngakusasa ixuku elalimi ngaphetsheya kolwandle labona ukuthi umkolo wawumunye lapho, lokuthi uJesu wayengangenanga emkolweni kanye labafundi bakhe, kodwa abafundi bakhe babehambe bodwa. Kodwa imikolo evela eTiberias yafika eduze lendawo lapho badla khona isinkwa emva kokuba inkosi isibongile. Kwathi abantu sebebonile ukuthi uJesu wayengekho lapho kanye labafundi bakhe, bangena emikolweni baya eKapenawume bedinga uJesu. Bathi sebemfumene ngaphetsheya kolwandle bathi kuye,
Mfundisi, ufike nini lapha na?
UJesu wabaphendula wathi,
Ngiqinisile ngidikini. Kalingidingi ngoba labona izibonakaliso. Kodwa ngoba ladla lasutha izinkwa. Lingasebenzeli ukudla okuphelayo, kodwa sebenzelani ukudla okuhlala kuze kube yikuphila okungapheliyo. Eza kulinika khona indodana yomuntu, ngoba uNkulunkulu uyise ubeke kuyo uphawu lwakhe.
Basebesithi kuye,
siza kwenzani ukuze senze imisebenzi kaNkulunkulu?
UJesu wabaphendula wathi,
umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu yiwo lo ukuba likholwe kuye amthumileyo.
Ngakho bathi kuye,
pho wenza isibonakaliso bani ukuba sibone sikholwe kuwe na? Usebenzani na?
Okhokho badla imana enkangala, njengokulotshiweyo ukuthi wabanika isinkwa esivela ezulwini ukuba badle.
UJesu wasesithi kibo,
ngiqinisile ngidikini, kwakungesuye uMose owalinika isinkwa esivela ezulwini, kodwa uBaba ulinika isinkwa soqobo esivela ezulwini. Ngoba isinkwa sikaNkulunkulu siyiso esehla sivela ezulwini esinika ukuphila emhlabeni.
Basebesithi kuye,
Nkosi, sinike leso sinkwa njalo njalo.
UJesu wathi kibo,
isinkwa sokuphila yini? Lo oza kimi ngasezukulamba, nalo okholwa kimi ngasezukonga. Kodwa ngithe kini, lingibonile kodwa kalikholwa. Bonke uBaba anginika bona baza kuza kimi, lozayo kimi angisoze ngimxotshe isibili. Ngoba ngehlile ezulwini kungasukuba ngenze intando yami, kodwa ngenze intando yalo ongithumileyo. Lokhu kuyintando yalo ongithumileyo ukuba ngingalahlekelwa la ngoyedwa wabo bonke anginike bona, kodwa ngibavuse ngosuku lokugcina. Ngoba lokhu kuyintando kaBaba ukuthi lo lalo obona indodana akholwe kiyo abe lokuphila okungapheliyo, ngiza kumvusa ngosuku lokugcina.
AbaJuda basebemsola ngoba wathi,
ngiyisinkwa esehla ezulwini.
Bathi ke,
lo kasuye uJesu indodana kaJosefa, uyise lo nina esibaziyo na?
Utsho kanjani pho ukuthi ngehle ngivela ezulwini na?
UJesu wabaphendula wathi,
lingasoli phakathi kwenu. Kakho ongeza kimi uba uBaba ongithumileyo engamdonsi. Mina ngiza kumvusa ngosuku lokugcina. Kulotshiwe kubaprofeti ukuthi bonke baza kufundiswa nguNkulunkulu. Ilo lalo omzwileyo uBaba wafunda uyeza kimi. Kayisikho ukuthi ukhona ombonileyo uBaba. Kuphela yena ovela kuNkulunkulu, nguye ombonileyo uBaba. Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, yena okholwayo ulokuphila okungapheliyo. Mina ngiyisinkwa sokuphila. Okhokho benu badla imana enkangala, kodwa bafa. Ngikhuluma ngesinkwa esehla sivela ezulwini ukuba umuntu asidle sona angafi. Mina ngiyisinkwa esiphilayo esehla sivela ezulwini. Uba umuntu esidla lesi sinkwa uza kuphila kokuphela. Isinkwa engiza kusinika siyinyama yami engiza kuyinikela ngenxa yokuphila komhlaba.
AbaJuda basebephikisana bodwa besithi,
lo angasinika kanjani inyama yakhe siyidle na?
Ngakho uJesu wasesithi kibo,
Ngiqinisile ngidikini. Uba lingadli inyama yondodana yomuntu linathe igazi layo, kalinakuphila phakathi kwenu. Odla inyama yami anathe igazi lami kulokuphila okungapheliyo. Ngiza kumvusa ngosuku lokugcina, ngoba inyama yami iyikudla isibili, legazi lami lingokunathayo isibili. Odla inyama yami anathe igazi lami uhlala kimi, lami ngihlala kuye. Njengalokhu uBaba ophilayo ungithumile, nami ngiphila ngoBaba. Ngakho ongidlayo laye uza kuphila ngami. Lesi yisinkwa esehla sivela ezulwini, kungenjengesinkwa okhokho benu abasidlayo bafa. Yena odla lesi sinkwa uza kuphila kokuphela.
Watsho lezi zinto esinagogeni efundisa eKapenawume. Wathi abanengi kubafundi bakhe besizwa lokhu bathi,
lilukhuni leli lizwe, ngubani ongalizwa na?
Kodwa uJesu esazi phakathi kwakhe ukuthi abafundi bakhe bayasola ngalokhu, wathi kibo,
kuyaliconula lokhu na? Pho liza kuthini uba libona indodana yomuntu isenyukela lapho yayikhona kuqala na? Kungumoya onika ukuphila, inyama kayisizi kulo. Amazwi esengiwakhulume kini angumoya, ayikuphila. Kodwa bakhona abanye kini abangakholwayo.
Ngoba uJesu wakwazi ekuqaleni ukuba ngubani abangakholwayo lokuba ngubani oza kumnikela, wasesithi,
kungenxa yalokhu ngithe kini, ngakho ongeza kini engakunikwanga ngubani.
Emva kwalokhu abaningi babafundi bakhe babuyela emuva, kababe besahamba laye. UJesu wasesithi kwabalitshumi lambili,
lani lithanda ukuzihambela na?
USimoni Petro wamphendula wathi,
Nkosi, sizakuya kubani na? Amazwi okuphila okungapheliyo akuwe. Siyakholwa, sesisazi ukuthi wena ungongcwele kaNkulunkulu.
UJesu wabaphendula wathi,
kanti kalingikhethanga lina abalitshumi lambili na? Kodwa ke omunye wenu ungumoya omubi.
Wayekhuluma ngoJudasi indodana kaSimoni Iskariyoti, ngoba kuye owayeza kumnikela engomunye wabalitshumi lambili. UJohane isahluko sesikhombisa. Emva kwalokhu uJesu wahamba eGalile, engathandi ukuhamba eJudiya, ngoba abaJuda babefuna ukumbulala. Wawususondele umkhosi wabaJuda, umkhosi wamadumba. Ngakho abafowabo bathi kuye,
suka lapha uye eJudiya ukuze abafundi bakho babone imisebenzi oyenzayo, ngoba ngakho umuntu owenza ulutho ensitha yena efuna ukwaziwa obala. Uba uzenza lezi zinto, ziveze wena emhlabeni.
Ngoba labafo wabo babengakholwa kuye, ngakho ke uJesu wathi kibo,
isikhathi sami kasikafiki, kodwa esenu isikhathi sihlala sikhona. Ungelizonde umhlaba lina, kodwa mina uyangizonda, ngoba ngifakaza ngawo ukuba imisebenzi yawo mibi. Yenyukelani lina emkhosini, mina kangenyukeli kulumkhosi, ngoba isikhathi sami kasikaphelele.
Esejilo lokhu wahlala eGalile, sebenyukele emkhosini abafowabo, laye wenyuka kungesikho obala kodwa ensitha. AbaJuda bamdinga emkhosini besithi,
ungaphi na?
Wakukhona ukukhuluma okukhulu ngaye phakathi kwexuku, abanye bathi,
ungumuntu olungileyo.
Kodwa abanye bathi,
hatshi, uyabaduhisa abantu.
Kodwa ngokwesaba abaJuda kwakungekho muntu owakhuluma obala ngaye. Wathi umkhosi usuphakathi, uJesu wangena ethempelini wafundisa. Ngakho abaJuda bamangala bathi,
lumuntu uyazi kanjani imbhalo yena engafundanga na?
UJesu waphendula wathi,
imfundiso yami kayisiyo eyami, kodwa ngeyalowo ongithumileyo. Uba umuntu ethanda ukwenza intando kaNkulunkulu, uzakwazi ngemfundiso ukuba ivela kuNkulunkulu, ingabe ngizikhulumela ngokwami. Ozikhulumela ngokwakhe uzifunela udumo, kodwa ofuna udumo lwalowo omthumileyo uqinisile, ngakukho ukungalungi kuye. Kalinikanga yini uMose umlayo? Kodwa kakho kini ogcina umlayo, lifunelani ukungibulala na?
Ixuku laphendula lathi,
kulomoya omubi wena, ngubani ofuna ukukubulala na?
UJesu waphendula wathi,
ngenze umsebenzi wabamuntu, lonke liyamangala. UMose walinika ukusoka, kungesikho ukuthi kwavela kuMose kodwa kubokhokho. Liyamsoka umuntu langesabatha. Uba ngesabatha umuntu esamukela ukusoka ukuze kungephulwa umlayo kaMose, lingithukuthelela ngoba ngasilisa umuntu ngokupheleleyo ngesabatha na? Lingasoli ngokubona ngokwamehlo nje, kodwa solani ngokusola okuqondileyo.
Abanye kwabaseJerusalema basebesithi,
lo kasuye yini abafuna ukumbulala na?
Khangela, nangu ukhuluma obala, kabatsho lutho kuye. kungaba yikuthi ababusi sebesazi isibili ukuthi lo unguKristu na?
Kodwa lo muntu siyazi lapho avela khona. Nxa uKristu efika, kakho ozakwazi lapho avela khona.
Ngakho uJesu efundisa ethempelini wamemeza wathi,
liyangazi mina, liyakwazi lapho ngivela khona, kodwa kangizizelanga ngokwami. Ongithumileyo uqinisile, elingamaziyo lina, ngiyamazi mina, ngoba ngivela kuye, nguye ongithumileyo.
Ngakho bafuna ukumbamba, kodwa kakubanga khona owabeka izandla phezu kwakhe, ngoba isikhathi sakhe sasingakafiki. Kodwa abanengi bexuku bakholwa kuye bathi,
nxa uKristu esefikile, uzakwenza izibonakaliso eziningi kulalezi azenzileyo lumuntu na?
AbaFarisi bezwa ixuku lisola ngaye, abapristi abakhulu labafarisi bathumela amanxusa ukuba ambambe. UJesu wasesithi,
ngiselani okwesikhatshana, bese ngihamba ngiye kongithumileyo. Liza kungifuna, lingangifumani. Lalapho ngikhona, lingeze leza lini.
Ngakho abaJuda bakhulumisana besithi,
ufuna ukuya ngaphi lumuntu lapho singayi kumfumana khona na?
Uzakuya kwabahlakazekileyo kumaGriki afundise amaGriki na?
Ilizwi bani leli alichoyo elokuthi liza kungifuna lingangifumani, lelo kuthi lapho ngikhona lingeze leza lina?
Wathi ngosuku lokugcina olukhulu lomkhosi uJesu wema wamemeza esithi,
uba ekhona omileyo geze kimi anathe. Okholwa kimi njengokutsho kombhalo kuza kugobhoza esiswini sakhe imifula yamanzi aphilayo.
Lokhu wakutsho ngomoya ababeza kumamukela abakholwa kuye, ngoba umoya wayengakanikwa. Lokhu uJesu wayengakadunyiswa. Wathi abanye bexuku besizwa lamazwi bathi,
impela lo nguye umprofeti.
Abanye bathi,
lo unguKristu.
Kodwa abanye bathi,
kanti uKristu uzavela eGalile na? Kawutsho yini umbhalo ukuthi uKristu uzavela enzalweni kaDavida laseBethlehema, emzini lapho uDavida owayekhona na?
Ngakho waba khona ukwahlukana ngaye phakathi kwexuku. Abanye babo bafuna ukumbamba, kodwa kakubanga khona owambeka izandla. Amanxusa abuyela kubapristi abakhulu lakubafarisi bathi kuwo,
kungani lingamlethanga na?
Amanxusa aphendula athi,
kakuzange kukhulume umuntu njengokuba ekhuluma lumuntu.
Basebephendula abafarisi bathi,
lani selidukisiwe yini?
Ukhona yini babusi ingabe kubafarisi okholwe kuye na? Kodwa leli xuku elingawaziyo umlayo lithukiwe.
UNikodima owake weza kuye, owayengomunye wabo, wasesithi kibo,
kanje umlayo wakithi uyamlahla umuntu angakamuzwa kuqala, ukwazi akwenzayo na?
Baphendula bathi kuye,
kanti lawe ungowaseGalili na? Hlolisisa, uzakubona ukuthi kakuveli umprofeti eGalili.
Basebesuka ilowo lalowo waya ekhaya. UJohane isahluko sesificamine mbili. Kodwa uJesu waya entabeni ethiwa iOliveti. Ekuseni kakhulu wabuya weza ethempelini. Wonke abantu beza kuye, wahlala phansi wabafundisa. Ababhali labafarisi baletha owesifazana owayebanjwe ephinga. Bamisa phakathi kwabo bathi kuye,
Mfundisi, lo wesifazana ubanjwe esekotsheni lokuphinga. Emlayweni uMose wasilaya ngabanje ukuba bakhandwe ngamatshe. Pho wena uthi?
Batsho lokhu bemlinga ukuze bamangalele. Kodwa uJesu wakhothama, waloba ngomunwe phansi. Wathi bephikelele ukumbuza, walulama, wathi kibo,
ongelasono phakathi kwenu kwaqale ukumjikijela ngelitshe.
Wabuya wakhothama, waloba ngomunwe phansi. Bathi ukuzwa lokhu, baphuma ngamunye, kuqala kwabadala uJesu wasala yedwa lowesifazana emi phambi kwakhe. uJesu waselulama wathi kuye,
"Mama, bangaphi na? Gakho okulahlayo na?"
Wathi,
"Gakho Nkosi."
uJesu wathi,
"Lami kangikulahle. Hamba ungabe usona futhi."
uJesu wakhuluma labo futhi wathi,
"Mina ngiyikukhanya komhlaba. Ongilandelayo kasoze ahamba emnyameni, kodwa uzakuba lokukhanya kokuphila."
Ngakho abaFarisi bathi kuye,
"Uyazifakazela wena. Bofakazi bakho kabula qiniso."
uJesu wabaphendula wathi,
"Uba ngizifakazela mina, ubufakazi bami buqinisile, ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi ngivela ngapi lokuthi ngiya ngapi. Kodwa lina kalazi ukuthi ngivela ngapi lokuthi ngiya ngapi. Lina lisola ngokwenyama, kodwa mina kangisoli muntu. Kodwa uba ngisola, ukusola kwami kuqinisile, ngoba kangingedwa, kodwa yimi lo ngithumileyo. Emlayweni wenu kulotshiwe ukuthi ubufakazi babantu ababili bungobuqinisileyo. Mina ngingozifakazelayo. Lo Baba ongithumileyo ufakaza ngami."
Ngakho ke bathi kuye,
"Ungaphi uyihlo na?"
uJesu waphendula wathi,
"Kalingazi mina, lo Baba kalimazi. Uba belingazi mina, beliza kumazi lo Baba la."
Wakhuluma la mazwi engasesitsheni somnikelo efundisa ethempelini. Kakho owambambayo, ngoba isikhathi sakhe sasingakafiki. Wasesithi kibo futhi,
"Ngiyahamba mina, liza kungifuna, kodwa liza kufela esonweni senu. Lapho ngiyakhona mina, lingeze liza lina."
AbaJuda basebesithi,
"Uza kuzibulala yini? Nangu esithi, lapho ngiyakhona mina lingeze liza lina."
Wathi kibo,
"Lina lingabavela phansi, mina ngingovela phezulu. Lina lingabomhlaba lo, mina kangisuye owalumhlaba. Ngakho ke ngithe kini, liza kufela ezonweni zenu. Uba lingakholwa ukuthi nginguye, liza kufela ezonweni zenu."
Basebesithi kuye,
"Wena ungubani na?"
uJesu wathi kibo,
"Kambe ngikhulumelani lani na? Ngilezinto eziningi engilokuzikhuluma ngani lokulisola ngazo. Kodwa ongithumileyo uqinisile. Lami ngikhuluma emhlabeni lokho engikuzwe kuye."
Kabaqedisisanga ukuthi ukhuluma kibo ngoyise. Ngakho uJesu wathi kibo,
"Nxa seliyiphakamisile indodana yomuntu, kungikhona lizakwazi ukuthi nginguye, lokuthi kangizenzeli lutho ngokwami. Kodwa ngikhuluma njengalokhu uBaba engifundisile. Yena ongithumileyo ulami, kangijiyanga ngedwa, ngoba ngihlala ngisenza lokho okuthandeka kuye."
Esakhuluma lokhu, abaningi bakholwa kuye. Ngakho uJesu wathi kubaJuda abakholwe kuye,
"Uba lihlala elizwini lami, lingabafundi bami isibili. Liza kulazi iqiniso, leqiniso liza kulikhulula."
Bamphendula bathi,
"Siyinzalo ka-Abrahama thina. Kasizanga sibe izigqili zamuntu. Pho, utsho kanjani ukuthi liza kuba ngabakhululekileyo na?"
uJesu wabaphendula wathi,
"Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, ilowo nalowo owenza isono uyisigqili sesono. Isigqili kasihlali kokuphela ekhaya, kodwa indodana ihlala kokuphela. Ngakho ke uba indodana ilikhulula, liza kuba ngabakhululekileyo impela. Ngiyazi ukuthi linzalo ka-Abraham, kodwa lifuna ukungibulala, ngoba ilizwi lami kalila ndawo kini. Ngikhuluma lokho engikubonileyo mina kuba lani ke lenza lokho elikuzilweyo kuyihlo."
Bamphendula bathi,
"Ubaba ngu-Abrahama."
uJesu wathi kubo,
"Uba belingabantwana baka-Abrahama, beliza kwenza imisebenzi ka-Abrahama. Kodwa kathesi lifuna ukungibulala mina muntu olitshele iqiniso, engilizwe kuNkulunkulu. U-Abrahama kakwenzanga lokho. Lina lenza imisebenzi kayihlo."
Bathi kuye,
"Kasizalwanga ngobufebe thina. Silobaba munye uNkulunkulu."
uJesu wathi kubo,
"Uba uNkulunkulu ube nguyihlo, beliza kungithanda mina, ngoba ngifike ngivela kuNkulunkulu. Ngoba kangizizelanga ngokwami, kodwa yena ungithumile. Kungani lingaqedisisi inkulumo yami na? Kungoba kalila kulizwa ilizwi lami. lina lingabaka ihlo uSathane lithanda ukwenza inkanuko zakhe yena wayengumbulali kusukela ekuqaleni ngemi eqinisweni ngoba iqiniso kalikho kuye nxa eqamba amanga ukhuluma njengesimo sakhe ngoba engumqambi wamanga loyise wamanga kodwa mina ngoba ngikhuluma iqiniso kalingikholwa nguphi kini ongangilahla ngesono na uba ngilitshela iqiniso kalingikholwa ngani na yena ongokaNkuluNkulu uyawezwa amazwi kaNkuluNkulu kungakho lina lingezwa ngoba kalisibo abakaNkuluNkulu
abajuda bamphendula bathi
kasiqinisile yini ngokuthi ungumSamaria lokuthi ulomoya omubi na
uJesu waphendula wathi
kangilaye umoya omubi kodwa ngiyadumisa uba lina liyangigcona mina ke kangizifuneli olwami udumo ukhona olufunayo lothonisisayo ngiqinisile ngidikini kuba umuntu egcina ilizwi lami kaye kukubona ukufa lanini
abajuda bathi kuye khathesi sesisazi ukuthi ulomoya omubi u-Abrahama wafa labaprofeti kodwa wena uthi kuba umuntu egcina ilizwi lami ngayi kukuzwa ukufa lanini wena umkhulu yini kulo baba u-Abrahama osewafa labaprofeti asebafa na uzenza bani wena na uJesu waphendula wathi
uba ngizidumisa mina udumo lwami luyise ngubaba ongidumisayo elisho ngaye ukuthi unguNkulunkulu wena kodwa kalimazanga mina ngiyamazi uba ngisithi kangimazi ngiza kuba ngumqambi wamanga njengani kodwa mina ngiyamazi ngiyaligcina ilizwi lakhe uyihlo uAbrahama wajabulela ukubona usuku lwami walubona wathokoza
abajuda basebesithi kuye
ngawukabi leminyaka engamachumi amahlanu wake wambona uAbrahama na
uJesu wathi kubo
ngiqinisile ngidikini uAbrahama engakabi khona ngangivele ngikhona
basebedobha amatshe ukuba bamkhande kodwa uJesu wasithela waphuma ethempelini uJohane isahluko sesificamunemunye wathi edlula wabona umuntu oyisiphofu kusukela ekuzalweni kwakhe abafundi bakhe bambuza bathi
mfundisi ngubani owonayo lumuntu ingabe abazali bakhe azalwe eyisiphofu na
uJesu waphendula wathi
konanga lumuntu loba abazali bakhe kodwa ukuze kubonakaliswe imisebenzi kaNkuluNkulu kuye kufanele sisebenze imisebenzi yongithumileyo kusesemini ubusuku buyeza lapho kungesebenze muntu ngisekhona emhlabeni ngikukhanya komhlaba
esechilo lokhu wakhafulela phansi wenza udaka ngamathe waninda amehlo aso ngodaka wathi kuso
hamba uyegeza echibini lasesilowama
okutsho ukuthi othunyiweyo sasesihamba sageza sabuya sesibona ngakho abakhelene laso lalabo ababesibonile ngaphambili singumphanzi bathi
ngasuye lo owayehlala ephanza na
abanye bathi
nguye
labanye bathi
athi kodwa ufana laye
yena wathi
nginguye
basebesithi kuye
pho avulwe kanjani amehlo akho na
waphendula wathi
umuntu othiwa nguJesu weza kudala waninda amehlo ami wathi kimi hamba uye esilowami ugeze ngase ngihamba ngageza ngabona
bathi kuye
ungaphi yena na
wathi
kangazi
basebemletha kubafarisi lowo owayekade eyisiphofu kwakuyisabatha mhla uJesu esenza udaka evula amehlo akhe abafarisi bambuza futhi ukuba ubone kanjani wathi kibo
waninda amehlo ami ngodaka ngageza sengibona
ngakho abanye babafarisi bathi
lumuntu kaveli kuNkulunkulu ngoba kagcini isabatha
kodwa abanye bathi
umuntu oyisoni angazeza kanjani izibonakaliso ezinje na
waba khona ukwahlukana phakathi kwabo baphinda bathi kuso isiphofu
wena uthini ngaye? Lokhu evule amehlo akho na?
Wathi,
ungumprofeti.
Kodwa abajuda kabakholwanga ngaye ukuthi wayekade eyisiphofu wazuza ukubona, baze babiza abazali bakhe lo osebona, bababuza bathi,
lo uyindodana yenu elithi yazalwa iyisiphofu na? Pho isibona njani kathesi na?
Abazali bakhe baphendula bathi, siyazi ukuthi lo uyindodana yethu lokuthi wazalwa eyisiphofu.
Kodwa ukuthi usebona kanjani kathesi kasikwazi. Lokuthi ngubani ovule amehlo akhe kasikwazi. Mbuzeni, usekhulile, uza kuzikhulumela yena.
Abazali bakhe batsho lokho ngoba besaba abajuda. Ngoba abajuda basebevumelene ngokuthi uba ekhona ovuma ukuba unguKristu kakhutshwe esinagogeni. Kungakho abazali bakhe bathi, usekhulile, mbuzeni. Bambiza ke ngokwesibili lowo muntu owayeyisiphofu bathi kuye,
dumisa uNkulunkulu, thina siyazi ukuthi lowo muntu uyisoni.
Yena wasephendula esithi,
loba eyisoni kangasi, kunye engikwazi ukuthi bengiyisiphofu kathese ngibona.
Bathi kuye futhi,
wenzani kuwe na? Wavula kanjani amehlo akho na?
Wabaphendula wathi,
sengilitshelile kodwa kalizwanga. Lifunelani ukuzwa futhi na? Liyafisa lani ukuba ngabafundi bakhe na?
Basebemthuka besithi,
nguwe ongumfundi wakhe, kodwa thina singabafundi bakaMose. Siyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wakhuluma kuMose, kodwa lo muntu kasimazi lapha vela khona.
Yena waphendula wathi,
lokhu kuyisimanga ukuthi kalimazi lapha avela khona, kanti uvule amehlo ami. Siyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu kazizwa izono, kodwa uba umuntu engokhonza uNkulunkulu esenza intando yakhe, uNkulunkulu uyamuzwa lowo. Kulokhu kwadatshulwa umhlaba, akuzanga kuzwakale ukuthi kukhona wavula amehlo omuntu wazalwa eyisiphofu. Kuba lo muntu ebengaveli kuNkulunkulu, ubengenze lutho.
Basebemphendula besithi,
wena wazalelwa esonweni impela, wena uyasifundisa na?
Basebemkhupha esinagogeni. UJesu wezwa ukuthi bamkhuphile, wathi esemfumene, wathi kuye,
uyakholwa endodaneni yomuntu na?
Yena waphendula wathi,
ingubani Nkosi ukuze ngikholwe kuyo na?
UJesu wathi kuye,
usuyibonile yiyo ekhuluma lawe.
Wasesithi,
Nkosi, ngiyakholwa.
Wamkhonza. UJesu wathi,
mina ngizele ukuthonisisa kulomhlaba ukuba abangaboniyo babone, nalabo ababonayo babe yiziphofu.
Labo kubaFarisi ababelaye bezwa lokhu bathi kuye,
lathi njalo siyiziphofu na?
UJesu wathi kibo,
uba beliyiziphofu ngabe kalilaso isono, kodwa ngoba lisithi siyabona, isono senu simi.
UJohane isahluko sechumi.
Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, ongangeni ngesango esibayeni sezimvu kodwa akhwele kwenye indawo, lowo ulisela lomphane. Kodwa ongena ngesango ungumalusi wezimvu. Umlindi wesango uyamvulela, lezimvu ziyalizwa ilizwi lakhe, uyazibiza ezakhe ngamabizo aziholele phandle. Nxa esezikhuphile zonke ezakhe, uhamba phambi kwazo, izimvu zimlandele ngoba ziyalazi ilizwi lakhe. Owemzini kazisoze zimlandele, kodwa ziza kumbalekela ngoba kazilazi ilizwi labemzini.
UJesu wakhuluma lumfanekiso kibo, kodwa kabaqedisisanga lokho akutshoyo kibo. Ngakho uJesu waphinda wathi kibo,
ngiqinisile ngithi kini, mina ngilisango lezimvu. Bonke abafika phambi kwami bangamasela labaphansi, ngakho izimvu kazibezwanga. Mina ngilisango. Uba umuntu engena ngami uza kusiliswa, angene aphume afumane idlelo. Isela liyeza kuphela ukweba lokubulala lokubhubhisa. Mina ngizile ukuba babe lokuphila, kugcwale kuphuphuma. Mina ngingumalusi olungileyo. Umalusi olungileyo udela ukuphila kwakhe ngenxa yezimvu. Oqatshiweyo engesuye umalusi, izimvu zingesizo ezayo. Ebona impisi isiza, uchiya izimvu, abaleke. Impisi izibambe, izigcine. Uyabaleka ngoba engoqatshiweyo, engazikhathaleli izimvu. Mina ngingumalusi olungileyo, ngiyazazi ezami, lezami ziyangazi. Njengalokhu ubaba uyangazi, lami ngiyamazi ubaba. Ngidela ukuphila kwami ngenxa yezimvu. Ngilezinye izimvu ezingeyisizo zalesi sibaya, nazo ngifanele ukuzileta. Ziza kuzwa ilizwi lami ukuze zibe mhlambi munye lomalusi munye. Ngenxa yalokhu ubaba uyangithanda ngoba ngidela ukuphila kwami ukuba ngibuye ngikuthande. Gakho ongamuka khona, kodwa ngikudela ngokwami. Ngilamandla okukudela, ngilamandla okubuya ngikuthande. Lumlayo ngiwamukele kubaba.
Waba khona futhi ukwahlukana phakathi kwabajuda ngenxa yalamazwi. Abanengi babo bathi,
"Unomoya omubi, uyahlanya, limlalelelani na?"
Abanye bathi,
"Lamazwi kawasiyo awomuntu olomoya omubi.
Umoya omubi angavula amehlo esiphofu na?"
Kwakukhona umkhosi wokuhlanjululwa kwethempeli eJerusalema. Kwakusebusika, uJesu wayehamba ethempelini ethulini likaSolomoni. AbaJuda basebemhanqa bathi kuye,
"Kwaze kube nini usilibazisa na? Uba unguKristu, sitshele ngokucacileyo."
UJesu wabaphendula wathi,
"Ngalitshela, kodwa kalikholwanga. Imisebenzi engiyenza ebizweni likaBaba yiyo engifakazelayo. Kodwa lina kalikholwa, ngoba kalisibo abezimvu zami. Izimvu zami ziyalizwa elami ilizwi, lami ngiyazazi, ziyangilandela. Ngizinika ukuphila okungapheliyo. Kazisoze zabhubha kokuphela. Gakho ongazihluthuna esandleni sami. Ubaba ozinike mina mkhulu kulabo bonke. Gakho ongazihluthuna esandleni sikaBaba. Mina lo Baba simunye."
AbaJuda basebephinda bathatha amatshe ukuba bamkhande. UJesu wathi,
"Ngilitshengise imisebenzi eminengi emihle evela kuBaba. Yiwuphi umsebenzi kiyo elingikhandela wona na?"
AbaJuda bamphendula bathi,
"Asikukhandi ngenxa yomsebenzi omuhle, kodwa ngenxa yenhlamba. Ngoba wena ungumuntu, usenza uNkulunkulu."
UJesu wabaphendula wathi,
"Kakulotshiwe yini emlayeni wenu ukuthi ngithe lingonkulunkulu na? Uba wababiza ngokuthi bangonkulunkulu bona eleza kibo ilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Umbhalo ungephulo. Lithi kuye uBaba amahlukanisileyo wamthumela emhlabeni, uyahlambaza. Ngoba ngithe ngindodana kaNkulunkulu na? Uba ngingenzi imisebenzi kaBaba, kalingakholwa kimi. Kodwa uba ngiyenza, lanxa lingakholwa kimi, kholwani imisebenzi, ukuze lazi liqedisise ukuthi uBaba ukimi, lami ngikuBaba."
Ngakho bafuna ukumbamba, kodwa waphunyuka ezandleni zabo. Wabuya wawelela ngaphetsheya kweJodani, kuleyo ndawo lapho uJohane wayebhabhathiza khona kuqala. Wahlala khona, abaningi beza kuye bathi,
"UJohane kenzanga isibonakaliso, kodwa konke uJohane akutsho ngalomuntu kwakuqinisile."
Abanengi bakholwa kuye lapho. UJohane isahluko sechumi lanye. Kwakukhona umuntu othile owayegula, othiwa nguLazaro, owaseBethani emzini kaMariya lodadewabo uMatha. Kwakunguye uMariya owagcoba inkosi ngamagcobo, wesula inyawo zayo ngenwele zakhe. Omnewabo uLazaro wayegula. Ngakho ke odadewabo bathumela kuye besithi,
"Nkosi, lowo omthandayo uyagula."
UJesu esekuzwile wathi,
"Lokhu kugula kakusikho okokufa, kodwa kungenxa yodumo lukaNkulunkulu, ukuze indodana kaNkulunkulu idunyiswe ngakho."
UJesu wayebathanda oMatha lodadewabo loLazaro. Ngakho esezwile ukuthi uyagula, wahlala insuku ezimbili endaweni lapho ayekhona. Wathi emva kwalokhu wathi kubafundi bakhe,
"Asibuye siye eJudiya."
Abafundi bathi kuye,
"Mfundisi, abajuda basanda ukufuna ukukhanda ngamatshe. Usaya futhi khona na?"
UJesu waphendula wathi,
"Kawakho ama-hour alichumi lambili emini na? Xa umuntu ehamba emini, kagubeke, ngoba uyabona ukukhanya kwalomhlaba. Kodwa uba umuntu ehamba ebusuku, uyakhubeka, ngoba ukukhanya kakukho kuye."
Wakhuluma lokhu wasesithi kibo,
"Umngane wethu uLazaro uselele, kodwa ngiyahamba ukuba ngimvuse."
Abafundi bakhe basebesithi kuye,
"Nkosi, uba eselele, uza kusila."
Kodwa uJesu wayekhuluma ngokufa kwakhe, kodwa bona babesithi ukhuluma ngokulala ubuthongo. Ngakho uJesu wasebatshela ngokucacileyo wathi,
"ULazaro usefile. Ngenxa yenu ngiyathokoza ukuthi bengingekho lapho ukuze likholwe, kodwa asiye kuye."
UTomasi othiwa iPhahla wathi kwabanye abafundi,
"Asihambeni lathi ukuze sife kanye laye."
Wathi esefika uJesu wafumana uLazaro eselensuku ezine elibene. IBethani yayiseduze leJerusalema, amakhilomitha amathathu. Abaningi kubaJuda babefikile kuMatha loMariya ukuba babakhalele ngomne wabo. Ngakho uMatha esezwile ukuthi uJesu uyeza, waya kumhlangabeza, kodwa uMariya wahlala endlini. UMatha wasesithi kuJesu,
"Nkosi, aluba ubukhona lapho, umne wethu ngakafanga. Lakhathesi ngiyazi ukuthi loba kuyini ongakucela kuNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uza kukunika khona."
UJesu wathi kuye,
"Umne wenu uza kuvuka."
UMatha wathi kuye,
"Ngiyazi ukuthi uza kuvuka ekuvukeni ngosuku lokugcina."
UJesu wathi kuye,
"Mina ngiyikuvuka lokuphila. Okholwa kimi loba esefile uza kuphila. Lalo ophilayo ekholwa kimi kasayi kufa lanini. Uyakukholwa lokhu na?"
Wathi kuye,
"Yebo Nkosi, ngiyakholwa ukuthi wena unguKristu, indodana kaNkulunkulu obeza kuza emhlabeni."
Esetshilo lokhu uMatha wasuka waya kudadewabo uMariya wathi ngensitha,
"Umfundisi ulapha uyakubiza."
Yena esezwile lokhu wasuka masinyane waya kuye. UJesu wayengakafiki emzini, kodwa wayesekuleyo ndawo lapho uMatha amhlangabeza khona. AbaJuda ababesendlini laye bemkhalela, bebona uMariya esuka masinyane ephuma, bamlandela besithi uya elibene ukuba akhale khona. Wathi uMariya esefike lapho uJesu akhona, embona, wawa ngasenyaweni zakhe esithi,
"Nkosi, uba ubukhona lapha, umne wethu ngakafanga."
Wathi embona ekhala, labaJuda abafika laye bekhala, wabubula emoyeni, wakhathazeka, wathi,
"Limbeke ngaphi na?"
Bathi kuye,
"Nkosi, woza ubone."
UJesu wakhala inyembezi, ngakho ke abaJuda bathi,
"Khangelani ukumthanda kwakhe okungaka."
Kodwa abanye babo bathi,
"Lo owavula amehlo esiphofu, ubengekwenze yini ukuba lowo muntu angafi na?"
Ngakho ke uJesu ebubula futhi phakathi kwakhe, wafika elibeni, lalilubhalu. Kukhona ilitshe emlonyeni walo. UJesu wathi,
"Susani ilitshe."
UMatha udadewabo wofileyo wathi kuye,
"Nkosi, usenuka ngoba uselensuku ezine efile."
UJesu wathi kuye,
"Kangitshongo yini kuwe ukuthi uba ukholwa uza kubona inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu na?"
Balisusake ilitshe, khona uJesu waphakamisa amehlo akhe wathi,
"Bamba, ngiyakubonga ngoba ungizwile. Mina bengisazi ukuthi uyangizwa njalo. Kodwa ngenxa yexuku elingiphahlileyo ngitshilo lokhu, ukuze bakholwe ukuthi ungithumile wena."
Esetshilo lokhu wamemeza ngelizwi elikhulu wathi,
"Lazaro, phuma."
Waphuma ofileyo ebotshiwe izandla lenyawo ngamalembu, lobuso bakhe bugoqelwe ngelembu. UJesu wathi kubo,
"Thukululeni, limyekele ahambe."
Khona ke abanengi kubaJuda ababeze kuMariya bebona akwenzileyo bakholwa kuye, kodwa abanye babo baya kubaFarisi babatshela akwenzileyo uJesu. Ngakho abapristi abakhulu labafarisi babiza umphakathi bathi,
"Siza kwenza njani na? Ngoba umuntu lo wenza izibonakaliso eziningi."
"Uba simyekela njalo, bonke baza kukholwa kuye. AmaRoma aza kuza achithele indawo lesizwe sakithi."
Kodwa omunye wabo, uKhayafasi, owayengumpristi omkhulu ngalowo mnyaka, wathi kubo,
"Kalazi lutho lina, futhi kalinakani ukuthi kulilungele ukuba umuntu oyedwa afele abantu ukuze isizwe sonke singabhubhi."
Kazichongo lokhu ngokwakhe, kodwa engumpristi omkhulu ngalowo mnyaka, wazisela ukuthi uJesu uza kufela isizwe. Angafeli isizwe kuphela, kodwa abuthele ndawonye abantwana bakaNkulunkulu abahlakazekileyo babe munye. Ngakho kusukela kulolo suku benza icebo ukuba bambulale. Ngakho uJesu kabe sahamba obala phakathi kwabaJuda, kodwa wasuka lapho waya elizweni eliseduze lenkangala emzini othiwa iEfrayimi, wahlala khona labafundi bakhe. Lase lisondele iPhasika labaJuda, abantu abanengi bakhuphukela eJerusalema bevela emaphandleni lingakafiki iPhasika ukuze bazihlambulule. Babemfuna uJesu, bebuzana bemi ethempelini, besithi,
"Lithini na? Kayikuza impela emkhosini na?"
Abapristi abakhulu labafarisi babekhuphe umlayo wokuthi uba ekhona owaziyo lapho akhona, ababikele ukuze bambambe. UJohane isahluko sechumi nambili. Kwathi kusasele insuku eziyisithupha lingakafiki iPhasika, uJesu wafika eBethani lapho wayekhona uLazaro, uJesu amvusa kwabafileyo. Base bemenzela ukudla khona, uMatha wayepheka, kodwa uLazaro wayengomunye walabo ababehlezi ekudleni laye. UMaria wasethatha umfuma wamagcobo awenadi lodwa abiza imali enengi. Wagcoba inyawo zikaJesu, wasula inyawo zakhe ngenwele zakhe, indlu yagcwala iphunga lamagcobo. Kodwa uJudas Iskariyoti, omunye wabafundi bakhe yena owayeza kumnikela, wathi,
"Kungani amafutha la engathengiswanga ngamadola angamathumi amathathu kwanikwa abayanga na?"
Wakutsho lokhu kungesikho ukuba ukhathelele abayanga, kodwa ngoba wayelisela, ephatha isikhwama, eseba okwakufakwa phakathi kwaso. Ngakho uJesu wathi,
"Myekeleni ukuba awalondolozele usuku lokwambela kwami, ngoba abayanga lihlala lila, kodwa mina kalihlali lilami."
Wathi ixuku elikhulu labaJuda selizwile ukuthi ulapho leza, kungesikho ngenxa kaJesu kuphela, kodwa lokuba babone uLazaro ayemvusile kwabafileyo. Ngakho abapristi abakhulu benza icebo lokuba babulale loLazaro, ngoba ngenxa yakhe abaJuda abanengi basuka bakholwa kuJesu. Kusasa ixuku elikhulu elalizile emkhosini wePhasika lezwa kuthiwa uJesu uyeza eJerusalema. Ngakho lathatha amahlamvu elala, laphuma ukumhlangabeza, limemeza lisithi,
"Hosana, ubusisiwe ozayo elizweni leNkosi. Yebo, iNkosi ka-Israyeli."
UJesu wafumana ithole likababhemi, wakhwela phezu kwalo njengokulotshiweyo ukuthi,
"Ungesabi, wena Ziyoni, khangela, iNkosi yakho iyeza, ikhwele etholeni likababhemi."
Abafundi bakhe kabaqedisisanga lokhu ekuqaleni, kodwa uJesu esedunyisiwe, basebekhumbula ukuthi lokhu wakulotshiwe ngaye, lokuthi babekwenzile lokhu kuye. Ngakho ixuku elalilaye mhla ebiza uLazaro ukuba aphume elibeni, emvusa kwabafileyo, lafakaza ngakho. Ngenxa yalokhu ixuku laphuma ukumhlangabeza, ngoba lezwa ukuba usenzile lesi sibonakaliso. Ngakho abafarisi bakhulumisana besithi,
"Liyabona ukuthi kalisizi lutho, khangelani umhlaba wonke uyamlandela."
Kwakukhona amaGriki phakathi kwalabo ababekhuphukele ukuba bakhuleke emkhosini. Wonake eza kuFiliphu owayengowaseBethsaida elaseGalili, athi kuye,
Nkosi, sithanda ukubona uJesu. UPhilipu wasuka wamtshela uAndrea. UAndrea loPhilipu basuka batshela uJesu. UJesu wathi kibo,
isikhathi sesifikile sokuba indodana yomuntu inikwe udumo. Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, uba uhlamvu lwebele luwela emhlabathini lungafi, luhlala lodwa, kodwa aluba lusifa, luyathela izithelo eziningi. Yena othanda ukusila kwakhe uyalahlekelwa yikho. Lo zonda ukusila kwakhe kulumhlaba uza kukulondolozela ukuphila okungapheliyo. Uba umuntu engikhonza, ngangilandele. Lalapho ngikhona, uza kuba khona umfokazi wami. Uba umuntu engikhonza, ubaba uza kumdumisa yena. Khathesi umphefumulo wami ukhathazekile. Ngiza kuthini na, baba, ngisilise kulesi sikhathi? Atshi, kodwa ngenxa yalokhu ngifikile kulesi sikhathi. Baba, dumisa ibizo lakho.
Kwase kuzwakala ilizwi livela ezulwini lisithi,
ngilidumisile, ngiza kuphinda ngilidumise futhi.
Ngakho ixuku elalimi khona lakuzwa lathi,
liyadunga.
Abanye bathi,
isithunywa sasezulwini sikhulume laye.
UJesu waphendula wathi,
leli lizwi kalizanga ngenxa yami kodwa ngenxa yenu. Khathesi kwahlulela kwalumhlaba. Khathesi umbusi walumhlaba uza kuxotshwa. Mina nxa ngiphakanyiswa emhlabeni, ngiza kudonsela bonke abantu kimi.
Watsho lokhu etshengisa ukufa abeza kufa ngakho. Ngakho ixuku lamphendula lathi,
sizwile emlayweni ukuthi uKristu uhlala kokuphela. Ungatsho kanjani ukuthi indodana yomuntu imele ukuphakanyiswa na? Ingubani indodana yomuntu na?
UJesu wasesithi kibo,
kuseyisikhatshana ukukhanya lilakho, hambane liselokukhanya, ukuze umnyama ungalahluli. Ohambayo emnyameni kazi ukuthi uya ngaphi. Liselokukhanya kholwani ukukhanya, ukuze libe ngabantwana bokukhanya.
UJesu watsho lokhu wasuka wabacatshela. Lanxa wayenze izibonakaliso eziningi kangaka phambi kwabo, kabakholwanga kuye. Ukuze ligcwaliseke ilizwi elakhulunywa ngu-Isaya elokuthi,
Nkosi, ubani okholwe ukutshumayela kwethu na? Lamandla enkosi ambulelwa bani na?
Ngakho babengekholwe ngoba u-Isaya wabuya wathi,
uphumputhekisile amehlo abo, wayenza lukhuni inhliziyo yabo, funa babone ngamehlo abo, baqedisise ngenhliziyo yabo, baphenduke, ngibasilise.
U-Isaya watsho lokhu ngoba wabona inkazimulo yakhe, wakhuluma ngaye, loba kunjalo abanengi bababusi bakholwa kuye, kodwa ngokwesaba abaFarisi, kabakuvumanga, funa bakhutshwe esinagogeni, ngoba bathanda udumo lwabantu kulo udumo lukaNkulunkulu. UJesu wasememeza esithi,
okholwa kimi kakholwa kimi, kodwa ukholwa kongithumileyo. Obona mina ubona ongithumileyo. Ngizile ngiyikukhanya emhlabeni ukuba okholwa kimi angahlali emnyameni. Uba ekhona owezwayo amazwi ami angawagcini, kangimlahle, ngoba kangizanga ukulahla umhlaba kodwa ukusilisa umhlaba. Yena ongalayo engawamukeli amazwi ami ulaye omlahlayo. Ilizwi esengilikhulumile liza kumlahla ngosuku lokugcina, ngoba kangizikhulumelanga ngokwami. Ubaba ongithumileyo nguye onginike umlayo wokuba ngiza kuthini ngikhulumele. Ngiyazi ukuthi umlayo wakhe uyikuphila okungapheliyo. Ngakho lokhu engikukhulumayo ngikukhuluma njengalokhu ubaba angitshele khona.
UJohane isahluko setshumi nantathu. Umkhosi wePhasika wawusuzafika. UJesu wayekwazi ukuthi isikhathi sakhe sasesifikile ukuba asuke kulomhlaba aye kuyise. Wayebathandile abakhe abasemhlabeni, wabathanda kakhulu. Sekudliwa, uSathane esekufakile enhlizweni kaJudasi Iskariyoti, indodana kaSimoni, ukuba amnikele. UJesu wayekwazi ukuthi uyise unikele izinto zonke ezandleni zakhe lokuthi wavela kuNkulunkulu, uyabuyela kuNkulunkulu, ngakho wasukuma ekudleni, wakhupha izingubo zakhe, wazikhwica ngelembu. Wasethela amanzi emganwini, waqala kugezisa inyawo zabafundi, wazesula ngelembu ayezikhwice ngalo. Wafika kuSimoni Petro, uSimoni Petro wathi kuye,
"Nkosi, wena ugezisa inyawo zami na?"
UJesu wamphendula wathi,
"Engikwenzayo kawukwazi khathesi, kodwa uza kuqedisisa emva kwalokho."
UPetro wathi kuye,
"Kawusoze ugezise inyawo zami lanini?"
UJesu wamphendula wathi,
"Uba ngingakugezisi, kawulasabelo lami."
USimoni Petro wathi kuye,
"Nkosi, kakungabi izinyawo zami zodwa, kodwa lezandla zami lekhanda lami."
UJesu wathi kuye,
"Ogezileyo kadingi ukugeza, kuphela ukugeziswa kwenyawo zakhe, ngoba uhlambulukile. Lina lihlambulukile, kodwa kakusini lonke."
Ngoba wayemazi lo owayeza kumnikela, ngenxa yalokhu wathi, "Kalihlambulukile lonke." Esegezisile inyawo zabo, wathatha ingubo zakhe, wabuya wahlala, wathi kibo,
"Liyakwazi yini engikwenze kini na? Lingibiza lithi, mfundisi, nkosi, liqinisile ngoba ngikho. Uba mina ke inkosi lomfundisi wenu, ngigezise inyawo zenu, lani ke lifanele ukugezisana inyawo, ngoba ngilinikile isibonelo ukuba lenze lani njengokuba ngenzile kini. Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, inceku kayinkulu kule nkosi yayo, lothunyiweyo kamkhulu kulomthumileyo. Uba likwazi lokho, libusisiwe uba likwenza. Kangikhulumi ngani lonke, ngiyabazi engibakhethileyo, kodwa kakugcwaliseke umbhalo othi, odla lami ungivukele. Ngilitshela lokhu khathesi nje kungakenzeki, ukuba nxa sekusenzeka, likholwe ukuthi nginguye. Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, owamukela ongithumileyo wamukela mina, lo wamukela mina wamukela ongithumileyo."
UJesu esetshilo lokhu wakhathazeka emoyeni, waqinisa wathi,
"Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, omunye wenu uza kunginikela."
Abafundi bakhangelana bengaqondi ukuthi ukhuluma ngobani. Kwathi omunye wabafundi yena uJesu amthandayo, wayeyeme esifubeni sikaJesu. Ngakho uSimoni Petro wamqhweba wathi kuye, "Sitshele ukuba ukhuluma ngobani." Yena ke eyeme esifubeni sikaJesu wathi kuye,
"Nkosi, ngubani na?"
UJesu waphendula wathi,
"Ilo engiza kumnika ucezu lwesinkwa sengiluchebile."
Ngakho eseluchebile ucezu, walunika uJudasi, indodana kaSimoni Iskariyoti. UJudasi eselwamukele ucezu, uSathane wangena kuye. UJesu wasesithi kuye,
"Okwenzayo, kwenze masinyane."
Kodwa kakukho loyedwa kwababehlezi ekudleni owayekwazi ukuthi ukutsho ngani lokhu kuye. Kodwa abanye bacabanga ukuthi kungoba uJudasi wayephatha isikhwama. UJesu wathi kuye, "Thenga esikufunayo emkhosini, loba ukuthi kabele abayanga okuthile." Wathi eselwamukele ucezu waphuma masinyane. Kwakusebusuku. Ngakho uJudasi esephumile, uJesu wathi,
"Khathesi indodana yomuntu inikwe udumo, lo Nkulunkulu unikwe udumo kiyo. Uba uNkulunkulu enikwe udumo kiyo, lo Nkulunkulu uza kuyinika udumo, njalo uza kuyinika udumo masinyane. Bantwana bami, ngiselani isikhatshana. Liza kungifuna, njengalokhu ngatsho kubaJuda ukuthi lapho ngiyakhona lingezeleza lini. Ngitsho njalo lakini. Ngilinika umlayo omutsha wokuba lithandane, njengalokhu ngilithandile mina. Lani lithandane. Ngalokhu bonke baza kukwazi ukuba lingabafundi bami, aluba lithandane."
USimoni Petro wathi kuye,
"Nkosi, uyangaphi na?"
UJesu waphendula wathi,
"Lapho ngiyakhona, ungengilandele kathesi, kodwa uza kulandela emva kwalokho."
UPetro wathi kuye,
"Nkosi, ngekulandele ngani kathesi na? Ngiza kudela ukuphila kwami ngenxa yakho."
UJesu waphendula wathi,
"Uza kudela ukuphila kwakho ngami na? ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kuwe, iqhude kaliyikukhala ungakangilanduli kathathu.
UJohane isahluko sechumilane.
Inhliziyo zenu kwazingakhathazeki. Kholwani kuNkulunkulu, likholwe lakimi. Ekhaya likaBaba kukhona izindlu ezinene. Uba kwakungenjalo, ngabe ngalitshela ukuthi ngiya ukulilungisela indawo na. Nxa ngihamba ukuyalilungisela indawo, ngiza kubuya futhi. Ngilamukele ukuze kuthi lapho ngikhona libe khona lani. Lalapho ngiya khona liyayazi indlela.
UThomas wathi kuye,
Nkosi, kasikwazi lapho uya khona. Siyazi kanjani indlela na?
UJesu wathi kuye,
Yimi indlela, leqiniso lokuphila. Gakho oza kubaba engezi ngami. Ubaba lingazile, beliza kumazi lo baba. Kusukela kathesi liyamazi, ngoba selimbonile.
UPhilipu wathi kuye,
Nkosi, sitshengise ubaba kusanele.
UJesu wathi kuye,
Sengilani isikhathi eside kangaka, kodwa kawukangazi Philip. Yena obone mina ubone ubaba. Ungatsho kanjani ukuthi sitshengise ubaba? Kawukholwa ukuba ngikubaba, lo baba ukimi na? Amazwi engiwakhuluma kini kangizikhulumeli ngokwami, kodwa ubaba ohlezi kimi wenza umsebenzi wakhe. Kholwani kimi ukuthi ngikubaba, lo baba ukimi. Uba kungenjalo, kholwani ngenxa yemsebenzi ngokwayo. Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, okholwa kimi, imsebenzi engiyenzayo uza kuyenza laye, lemkhulu kulale uza kuyenza, ngoba ngiyakubaba. Loba yini elikucelayo ngebizo lami ngiza kukwenza ukuze ubaba adunyiswe endodaneni. Uba licela ulutho ebizweni lami, ngiza kulwenza. Uba lingithanda, liza kugcina imilayo yami. Ngiza kucela ubaba aliphe omunye umsizi ukuba ahlale lani ngokuphela, umoya weqiniso ongemamukele umhlaba, ngoba ungambona, ungamazi, kodwa lina liyamazi, ngoba uhlala lami, uza kuba kini. Kangikulichiya liyizintandane, ngiza kuza kini. Ngesikhatshana umhlaba kawusayi kungibona, kodwa lina liza ngibona, ngoba ngiyaphila, lani liza kuphila. Ngalolo suku liza kukwazi ukuba ngikubaba, lani likimi, lami ngikini. Olemlayo yami ayigcine, nguye ongithandayo. Yena ongithandayo uza kuthandwa ngubaba, lami ngiza kumthanda, ngizibonakalise kuye.
UJudasi, ongesuye uSkariyoti, wathi kuye,
Nkosi, kwenziwa yini ukuthi uzazibonakalisa kithi, kodwa ungazibonakalisi kuwo umhlaba?
UJesu wamphendula wathi,
Uba umuntu engithanda, uza kulondoloza ilizwi lami. Ubaba uza kumthanda yena, siza kuza kuye, sihlale laye. Yena ongangithandiyo kagcini amazwi ami. Lelizwi elilizwayo kayisilo elami, kodwa ngelikaBaba ongithumileyo. Lezi zinto ngizikhulumile kini ngisahlezi lani. Kodwa umsizi, umoya ongcwele, aza kumthumela ubaba ebizweni lami. Yena uza kulifundisa zonke izinto, alikhumbuze konke engakutshoyo kini. Ukuthula ngikuchiya kini, ukuthula kwami ngilinika khona. Kakunjengokunika komhlaba ukulinika kwami. Inhliziyo zenu kwazingakhathazeki, zingesabi. Lingizwile ngisithi kini, ngiyahamba. Lokuthi ngiza kubuya kini, uba belingithanda, beliza kuthokoza, ngoba ngiya kubaba, ngoba ubaba mkhulu kulami. Kathesi ngilitshelile kungakenzeki, ukuba lapho sekusenzeka likholwe. Kangisayi kukhuluma okuningi lani, ngoba umbusi walumhlaba uyeza, yena kalamandla phezu kwami. Kodwa lokhu kwenzelwe ukuba umhlaba wazi ukuthi ngiyamthanda ubaba, lokuthi ngenza njengokuba ubaba engilayile. Sukumani sisuke lapha.
UJohane isahluko sechumilanhlanu.
Mina ngilivini eliqotho, ubaba ungumlimi. Lolo lalolo gatsha olukimi, olungatheliyo izithelo, uyalususa. Lolo lalolo gatsha oluthela izithelo, uyaluthena ukuze luthele kakhulu. Selihlambulukile lina ngelizwi engilikhulume kini. Hlalani kimi, lami ngihlale kini. Njengalokhu ugatsha lungethele izithelo ngokwalo, uba lungahlali evinini kunjalo lana uba lingahlali kimi mina ngilivini lina lizingatha lo ohlala kimi lami ngihlale kuye yena uyathela izithelo ezinene ngoba ngaphandle kwami lingenze lutho uba umuntu engahlali kimi ulahlwa njengogatsha olubunile bazibude baziphose emlilweni zije uba lihlala kimi lamazwi ami ehlala kimi celani elikuthandayo liza kukwenzelwa ubaba uyadunyiswa ngalokho ukuba lithele izithelo ezinene ukuze libe ngabafundi bami njengalokho ubaba engithandile lami ngilithandile hlalani othandweni lwami uba ligcina imilayo yami liza kuhlala othandweni lwami njengalokho lami ngigcine imilayo kababa ngihlala othandweni lwakhe lezi zinto ngizikhulumekini ukuze ukuthokoza kwami kube kini lokuze ukuthokoza kwenu kugcwale lo ngumlayo wami ukuba lithandane njengalokho ngilithandile mina gakho olothando olukhulu kulalolu lokuthi umuntu adele ukusila kwakhe ngenxa yabangane bakhe lina lingabangane bami uba lisenza lokhu engililaya khona kangisalibizi ngokuthi liyizinceku ngoba inceku kayikwazi ukuthi inkosi yayo yenzani kodwa sengilibiza ngokuthi lingabangane ngoba konke engikuzuleyo kubaba ngilazise khona kalingikhethanga lina kodwa yimi engilikhethileyo ngilimisile ukuba lihambe lithele izithelo lezithelo zenu zihlale njalo ukuba loba yini eliyicela kubaba ngebizo lami alinike yona ngililaya ngalokho ukuze lithandane uba umhlaba ulizonda yazini ukuthi wangizonda mina ngaphambi kwenu uba belingabo umhlaba ubuza kuthanda abawo kodwa ngoba lingisibo abomhlaba kodwa ngalikhetha mina emhlabeni ngakho umhlaba uyalizonda kumbulani ilizwi engalisho kini elokuthi inceku kayinkulu kule nkosi yayo uba bengizingele mina baza kulizingela lana uba belondoloza ilizwi lami baza kulondoloza ilizwi leli kodwa baza kukwenza konke lokhu ngenxa yebizo lami ngoba bengamazi ongithumileyo uba bengingafikanga ngakhuluma la ngabe kabala sona kodwa kathesi kabala zaba ngesono sabo ongizondayo uzonda lo baba uba bengingenzanga phakathi kwabo imisebenzi engenziwanga ngomunye ngabe kabala sona kodwa kathesi babonile bangizondile mina lo baba kodwa kunjalo ukuba ligcwaliseke ilizwi elilotshiweyo emlayeni wabo elokuthi bangizonda ngeze kodwa nxa esefikile umsizi engiza kumthumela kini evela kubaba umoya weqiniso ophuma kubaba uza kungifakazela lani lingofakazi bami ngoba belinami kusukela ekuqaleni
uJohane isahluko sechumi nasithupha
ngilitshela konke lokhu ukuba lingakhubeki baza kulikhupha emasinagogeni yebo isikhathi siyeza lapho olibulalayo ezakuthi ukhonza uNkulunkulu baza kwenza lokhu ngoba bengamazanga ubaba lami kodwa ngikhulume lezi zinto kini ukuze lapho sesifikile leso sikhathi likhumbule ukuthi ngalitshela ngazo kangilitshelanga lezi zinto ekuqaleni ngoba bengilani kodwa kathesi ngiyahamba ngiyakongithumileyo kanti kakho kini ongibuzayo ukuthi uya ngaphi na ngoba ngikhulumele lezi zinto kini inhliziyo zenu zigcwele usizi kodwa ngilitshela iqiniso lokuthi kulilungele ukuba ngihambe ngoba nxa ngingahambi umsizi kayikuza kini kodwa uba ngihamba ngiza kumthumela kini nxa esefikile yena uza kuqondisa umhlaba ngesono langokulunga langokulahla ngesono ngoba kabakholwa kini ngokulunga ngoba ngiyakubaba kalisayi kungibona futhi ngokulahlwa ngoba umbusi walumhlaba uselahleni ngiselezinto eziningi zokulitshela kodwa lingezithwale kathesi nxa umoya weqiniso esefikile yena uza kuliholela eqinisweni lonke ngoba kaye kuzikhulumela ngokwakhe kodwa lokho akuzwayo uza kukukhuluma alibikele izinto ezizayo uza kungidumisa ngoba uza kuthatha okungokwami alibikele khona konke ubaba alakho okungokwami Yikho ke ngisithi uza kuthatha okungokwami alibikele khona. Emva kwesikhatshana kalisayi kungibona. Kubuye kube isikhatshana lingibona.
Ngakho abanye kubafundi bakhe bakhulumisana besithi,
kuchoni kambe ukuthi emva kwesikhatshana kalisayi kungibona. Kubuye kube isikhatshana lingibone. Lokuthi ngoba ngiya kubaba.
Basebesithi,
kuyini futhi lokho akuchoyo ukuthi emva kwesikhatshana kasazi ukuba uchoyo?
UJesu wayesazi ukuthi babethanda ukumbuza, wathi kibo,
liyabuzana ngalokho engikuchiloyo kokuthi emva kwesikhatshana kalisayi kungibona. Kubuye kube isikhatshana lingibone na? Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, liza kukhala lilile, kodwa umhlaba uza kuthokoza. Liza kuba losizi lini, kodwa usizi lwenu luza kuphenduka intokozo. Nxa owesifazana esabelele ulobuhlungu ngoba isikhathi sakhe sesifikile, kodwa nxa esebelete umntwana angabe esakhumbula ubuhlungu ngenxa yentokozo yokuba kuzelwe umuntu emhlabeni. Lanike lilosizi kathesi, kodwa ngiza kubuya ngilibone inhliziyo zenu zithokoze ngakho ongolamuka intokozo yenu. Ngalolo suka liyikungibuza lona. Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, lokho elikucela kubaba uza kulinika khona ngebizo lakhe. Kuze kube khathesi kalicelanga lutho ngebizo lakhe. Celani, liza kwamukeliswa ukuba intokozo yenu igcwale. Ngikhulume izinto lezi kini ngemifanekiso, kodwa isikhathi siyeza lapho ngingasayi kukhuluma kini ngemifanekiso, kodwa ngiza kulitshela ngobaba ngokusobala. Ngalolo suku liza kucela ebizweni lami. Kangitsho kini ukuthi ngiza kulicelela mina kubaba, ngoba ubaba uqobo uyalithanda. Ngoba lingithandile mina, likholiwe ukuba ngivele kubaba. Ngivele kubaba, ngeza emhlabeni. Ngiyasuka emhlabeni kathesi, ngiya kubaba.
Abafundi bakhe bathi,
kathesi, usukhuluma ngokusobala, kawusakhulumi ngemifanekiso.
Kathesi siyazi ukuthi uyazi izinto zonke. Kawudingi ukuba umuntu akubuze. Ngalokhu siyakholwa ukuba uvele kuNkulunkulu.
UJesu wabaphendula wathi,
selikholwa kathesi na? Khangelani isikhathi siyeza. Yebo, sesifikile sokuba lihlakazele. Ilowo nalowo aye kibo, lingichiye ngingedwa, kanti kangingedwa ngoba ubaba ulami. Ngikhulume lokhu kini ukuba libe lokuthula kini. Emhlabeni liza kuba losizi, kodwa manini isibindi, mina ngiwunqobile umhlaba.
UJohane isahluko sechumi nasikhombisa. UJesu wakhuluma la mazwi, waphakamisela amehlo akhe ezulwini, wathi,
Baba, isikhathi sesifikile, dumisa indodana yakho, ukuze indodana ikudumise wena. Ngoba uyinikile amandla phezu kwabantu bonke ukuze ibanike ukuphila okungapheliyo. Bonke oyinike bona. Ukuphila okungapheliyo yilokhu ukuba bakwazi wena uNkulunkulu wethu ongoweqiniso, lo Jesu Kristu omthumileyo. Ngikudumisile emhlabeni, ngiwuqedile umsebenzi obunginike wona ukuba ngiwenze. Kathesi ke akungidumise wena Baba. Ngaphambi kwakho ngobukhosi enganginabo kanye lawe ungakenziwa umhlaba. Ngilibonakalisile ibizo lakho ebantwini onginike bona emhlabeni. Babe ngabakho, wanginika bona. Baligcinile ilizwi lakho. Sebesazi ukuthi konke onginike khona kuvela kuwe. Ngoba amazwi onginike wona ngibanikile wona. Bawamukele. Bayazi isibili ukuthi ngivela kuwe. Bakholiwe ukuthi ungithumile wena. Ngiyabakhulekela bona. Kangikhulekeli umhlaba kodwa labo onginike bona. Ngoba bangabakho. Konke okwami kungokwakho, lokwakho kungokwami. Ngidunyisiwe kibo. Kangisekho emhlabeni mina. Basemhlabeni bona. Mina ngiyeza kuwe, Baba ongcwele. Balondoloze ebizweni lakho labo onginike bona. Ukuze babe munye njengathi simunye. Lapho ngiselabo ngabalondoloza ebizweni lakho. Labo onginike bona ngibalindile. Ngakho kibo olahlekileyo kuphela indodana yokulahlwa ukuba kugcwaliseke umbhalo. Sengisiza kuwe kathesi, lezi zinto ngizikhuluma emhlabeni ukuba babe lokuthokoza kwami. Kugcwale kimi, ngibanikile ilizwi lakho, umhlaba ubazondile, ngoba bengesibo abomhlaba, njengokuba nami ngingesuye owomhlaba. Kangiceli ukuba ubasuse emhlabeni, kodwa ukuba ubalondoloze komunye. Kabayisibo abomhlaba, njengalokhu nami ngingesuye owomhlaba. Bahlukanise ngeqiniso, ilizwi lakho liliqiniso. Njengalokhu wangithumela emhlabeni, nami ngibathumela emhlabeni. Ngenxa yabo ngiyazahlukanisela ukuze labo bahlukaniselwe ngeqiniso. Kangiceleli laba bodwa, kodwa nalabo abazakholwa kimi ngelizwi lakho, ukuba bonke babe munye, njengalokhu wena Baba ukimi, lami ngikuwe, ukuba labo babe kithi, ukuze umhlaba ukholwe ukuthi ungithumile wena. Inkazimulo onginike yona ngibanikile bona, ukuze babe munye njengathi simunye, mina ngikiwe, lawe ukimi, ukuze bapheleliswe babe munye, ukuba umhlaba wazi ukuthi nguwe ongithumile, lokuthi ubathandile bona njengalokhu ungithandile mina. Baba, ngithanda ukuba labo onginike bona labo babe kanye lami lapho ngikhona, ukuze babone inkazimulo yami onginike yona, ngoba wangithanda kungakadajulwa umhlaba. Baba olungileyo, umhlaba kawukwazanga, kodwa mina ngikwazile. Lalaba bayazi ukuba ungithumile wena, ngibazisile ibizo lakho, njalo ngiza kubazisa lona ukuba uthando ongithande ngalo lube kibo, lami ngibe kibo.
UJohane isahluko sechumi lasifica mine mbili. UJesu esekhulumile la mazwi waphuma kanye labafundi bakhe, waya ngaphetsheya kwesifudlana iKhidroni, lapho kwakukhona insimu angena kuyo yena labafundi bakhe. LoJudasi owamnikelayo laye wayeyazi indawo, ngoba uJesu wayejwayele ukuya khona labafundi bakhe. Ngakho uJudasi wathatha isigaba samabutho lamanye amanxusa avela kubapristi abakhulu labafarisi, waya khona belezibane lezikhali. Wathi uJesu ekwazi konke okwakuzamehlela waphuma, wathi kubo,
"Lifuna ubani na?"
Bamphendula bathi,
"UJesu waseNazaretha."
UJesu wathi kubo,
"Nginguye."
UJudasi owamnikelayo wayemi labo, kuthe ukuba athi kubo, "Nginguye," bahlehla nyovani, bawela phansi. Waphinda wabuza wathi,
"Lifuna ubani na?"
Bathi,
"UJesu waseNazaretha."
UJesu wathi,
"Ngilitshelile ukuba mina nginguye, ngakho ke uba lifuna mina, yekelani laba bantu bahambe."
Lokhu wakwenza ukuze ligcwaliseke ilizwi ayelikhulumile elokuthi, "Kulabo owanginika bona kakulahlekanga namunye wabo." USimoni Petro elomhedla wawukwatsha, wagecha inceku yomphristi omkhulu, wagquma indlebe yayo yokunene. Ibizo lenceku lalingumalikhusi. UJesu wathi kuPetro,
"Buyisela umhedla wakho esikhwameni sawo, kanti kangiyikuyinatha inkezo ubaba anginike yona na?"
Ngakho isigaba samabutho lenduna yaso lamanxusa abajuda bambamba uJesu, bambopha, bamusa kuqala kuAnasi, ngoba wayenguyisezala kaKhayafasi owayengumphristi omkhulu ngalowo mnyaka. Kwakunguye uKhayafasi owayecebise abajuda ukuthi kulungile ukuba umuntu oyedwa afe ngenxa yesizwe. USimoni Petro wamlandela uJesu lomunye umfundi. Lowo mfundi wayesaziwa ngumpristi omkhulu. Wangena loJesu egumeni lompristi omkhulu, kodwa uPetro wayemi ngaphandle emnyango. Waphuma lowo mfundi omunye owayesaziwa ngumpristi omkhulu, wakhuluma lentombazana eyayilinde umnyango, wamngenisa uPetro. Intombazana elinda umnyango yathi kuPetro,
"Imbala, lawe ungomunye wabafundi balumuntu na?"
Yena wathi,
"Kangisuye."
izinceku lamanxusa babe basile umlilo wamalahle ngoba kwakumakhaza babemi besotha loPetro laye wayemi labo esotha. Umpristi omkhulu wasembuza uJesu ngabafundi bakhe langemfundiso yakhe. UJesu wamphendula wathi,
"Ngikhulume obala emhlabeni. Ngezikhathi zonke bengifundisa emasinagogeni lasethempelini, lapho abajuda bonke babuthana khona. Kangikhulumanga lutho ensitha. Ubuzelani kimi na? Buza labo abakuzwayo lokho engakukhuluma kimi. Khangela, bayakwazi bona engakujoni."
Esechilo lokhu, omunye wamanxusa owayemi khona wamwakala esithi,
"Uphendula umpristi omkhulu kanjalo na?"
UJesu wamphendula wathi,
"Uba ngikhulume ku fakaza ngalobo bu. Kodwa uba ngikhulume kuhle, ungijayelani na?"
UAnasi wamthumela ebojiwe kuKhayafasi umpristi omkhulu. Kodwa uSimoni Petro wayemi esotha, abanye bathi kuye,
"Imbala wena kawusuye omunye wabafundi bakhe na?"
Walandula yena wathi,
"Kangisuye."
Omunye wezinceku zompristi omkhulu, oyisinini salowo muntu, uPetro aquma indlebe yakhe, wabuya wathi,
"Kangikubonanga yini ensimini ulaye na?"
UPetro wabuya walandula, lakhala masinyane iqude. Base bemkhupha uJesu kuKhayafasi, bamusa endlini yombusi, wakusekuseni. Kodwa kabangenanga bona endlini yombusi ukuze bangangcoli, kodwa babe lokudla iPhasika. Ngakho uPilato waphumela kubo wathi,
"Limangalela ngani lumuntu na?"
Bona bamphendula bathi,
"Uba lumuntu ubengesuye owenza okubi, ngakasimlethanga kuwe."
UPilato wasesithi kubo,
"Thatheni lina, limthonisise ngomlayo wakini."
AbaJuda bathi kuye,
"Kasivunyelwa ubulala umuntu."
Lokhu kwenziwa ukuba kugcwaliseke ilizwi uJesu alikhulumayo ukutshengisa ukufa ayeza kufa ngakho. Ngakho uPilato wabuye wangena endlini yombusi, wambiza uJesu, wathi kuye,
"Wena uyinkosi yabaJuda na?"
UJesu wamphendula wathi,
"Uyazitsholo lokhu wena? Kumbe kuthiwa ngabanye kuwe ngami na?"
UPilato waphendula wathi,
"Kanti ngingumJuda mina na? Isizwe sakini labapristi abakhulu bakunikele kimi. Wenzeni wena na?"
UJesu waphendula wathi,
"Umbuso wami kawusiwo walumhlaba. Uba umbuso wami ubungowalumhlaba, izinceku zami beziza kulwa ukuba nginganikelwa kubaJuda. Kodwa umbuso wami kawusiwo owalumhlaba."
Ngakho uPilato wathi kuye,
"Kanti uyinkosi na?"
UJesu waphendula wathi,
"Kutsho wena ukuthi ngiyinkosi. Ngazalelwa lokho. Ngizele lokho emhlabeni ukufakazela iqiniso. Bonke abeqiniso bayalizwa ilizwi lami."
UPilato wathi kuye,
"Iqiniso liyini na?"
Esechilo lokho wabuya waphumela kubaJuda wathi kubo,
"Kangifumani cala kuye. Kodwa lilomkhuba wokuba ngilikhululelwe omunye ngePhasika. Liyathanda ukuba ngilikhululele inkosi yabaJuda na?"
Base bememeza futhi bathi,
"Hathi lumuntu, kodwa uBarabhasi."
Kodwa uBarabhasi wayengumphangi. UJohane isahluko sechumi laficamunemunye. Ngakho ke uPilato wamthatha uJesu, wamchaya, ababutho baluka umqhele wameva bawubeka ekhanda lakhe. Bamambathisa ingubo eyibubende, beza kuye futhi besithi,
"Ayethe nkosi yabaJuda."
Bamwakala, wabuya waphuma uPilato wathi kubo,
"Khangelani, ngiyamkhuphela kini, lazi ukuthi kangifumani cala kuye."
Wasephuma uJesu ethwele umqhele wameva embethe ingubo eyibubende. UPilato wathi kubo,
"Khangelani, nangu lumuntu."
Bathi bembona abapristi abakhulu lamanxusa, bamemeza bathi,
"Mlethele, mlethele."
UPilato wathi kubo,
"Mthatheni lina, limbethele ngoba kangifumani cala kuye."
Kodwa abaJuda bamphendula bathi,
"Silomlayo thina.
ngomlayo wethu ufanele ukufa ngoba uzenze indodana kaNkuluNkulu.
Wathi uPilato esizwa la mazwi wasesesaba kakhulu, wangena futhi endlini yombusi wathi kuJesu,
ungowangaphi wena na?
Kodwa uJesu kamphendulanga. Wangkhona uPilato wathi kuye,
kawukhulumi kimi? Kawazi yini ukuthi ngilamandla okukukhulula, ngilamandla futhi okukubethela na?
UJesu wamphendula wathi,
ungebe lawo amandla phezu kwami uba ungawanikwanga ngaphezulu, ngakho ke onginikele kuwe ulesono esikhulu.
Ngalokho ke uPilato wafuna ukumkhulula, kodwa abajuda bamemeza bathi,
uba ukhulula lomuntu, kawusuye umngane kaKhesari osuka azenze inkosi umelana loKhesari.
Kuthe esizwa la mazwi uPilato wamkhuphela phandle uJesu, wahlala phansi esihlalweni sokuthethela amacala endaweni egandelwe ngamatshe ethiwa ngesiHeberu iGabatha. Kwakulusuku lokulungiselela iPhasika, kwakusemini. Wathi kubaJuda,
khangelani nasi inkosi yenu.
Kodwa bamemeza bathi,
suse, suse, mbethele.
UPilato wathi kubo,
ngibethele inkosi yenu na?
Abapristi abakhulu baphendula bathi,
asila nkosi thina ngaphandle kwaKhesari.
Wasemnikela kubo ukuba abethelwe. Wamthatha ke uJesu waphuma ethwele isiphambano sakhe waya endaweni ethiwa yindawo yokhakhayi ethiwa ngesiHeberu iGolgotha. Bambethela khona labanye ababili kanye laye, omunye ngapha lomunye ngapha, kuJesu ephakathi. UPilato waloba isaziso wasiphanyeka isiphambanweni. Wakulotshiwe ukuthi, uJesu waseNazaretha, inkosi yabaJuda. Abanengi babaJuda basifunda lesi saziso ngoba indawo lapho uJesu wayebethelwe khona yayiseduze lomuzi. Wakulotshiwe ngesiHeberu langesiRoma langesiGriki. Abapristi abakhulu babaJuda basebesithi kuPilato,
ungalobi ukuthi inkosi yabaJuda, kodwa loba ukuthi lo muntu wathi ngiyinkosi yabaJuda.
UPilato waphendula wathi,
engikulobileyo ngikulobile.
Wathi abebutho sebembethele uJesu, bathatha ingubo zakhe bazenza izabelo ezine, kwaba yilowo lalowo owebutho waba lesabelo. Bathatha lesigqoko, kodwa isigqoko sakhe sasingelamthuko, salukiwe sonke kusukela phezulu kuze kufike phansi. Ngakho ke bakhulumisana besithi,
kasingasidabuli kodwa asisenzele inkatho ukuba sizakuba ngesikabani.
Lokhu kwenzeka ukuze kugcwaliseke umbhalo othi,
babelana ingubo zami, benzelana inkatho ngesigqoko sami.
Azenzake lezi zinto amabutho, kodwa kwakumi ngasesiphambanweni sikaJesu unina lodadewabo kanina, uMariya umkaKlopasi loMariya Magdalena. Wathi uJesu ebona unina lomfundi amthandayo bemikhona, wathi kunina,
mama, nanso indodana yakho.
Wasesithi kumfundi,
nango unyoko.
Kusukela kuleso sikhathi umfundi lowo wamthatha wamusa ekhaya lakhe. Emva kwalokhu uJesu ekwazi ukuthi konke kuphelile ukuze kugcwaliseke umbhalo, wathi,
ngomile.
Kwakukhona isitsha sigcwele iwayini elimunyu sibekiwe khona. Ngakho bacwilisa uzipho ewayinini, baluhloma emhlangeni, balusa emlonyeni wakhe. Wathi uJesu eselamukele wathi,
kuphelile.
Wakhothamisa ikhanda lakhe wafa. Lokhu kwakulusuku lokulungiselela ukuze izidumbu zingahlali esiphambanweni ngeSabatha, ngoba lolo suku lweSabatha lwalulukhulu. AbaJuda bacela uPilato ukuba yaphulwe imilenze yabo, basuswe. Ngakho ke abebutho beza baphula imilenze yokuqala leyomunye ababebethelwe laye. Kodwa sebefika kuJesu bebona ukuthi wayesefile, kabayaphulanga imilenze yakhe. kodwa omunye webutho wamgwaza ngomkhonto ohlangothini, kwaphuma masinyane igazi lamanzi. Yena owakubonayo ufakazile, ubufakazi bakhe buqinisile, yena ke uyazi ukuthi ukhuluma iqiniso, ukuze lani likholwe. Lezi zinto zenzeka ukuze kugcwaliseke umbhalo othi,
kakuyi kwaphulwa ithambo lakhe.
Njalo omunye uthi,
baza kumkhangela abamgwazileyo.
Emva kwalokhu uJosefa waseArimathiya, owaye ngumfundi kaJesu kodwa ekufihla ngenxa yokwesaba abaJuda, wacela kuPilato ukuba asuse isidumbu sikaJesu. UPilato wavuma. Ngakho weza, wasisusa isidumbu sakhe. Weza lo Nikodima laye, owake wafika kuye kuqala ebusuku, ephethe imure ilixutshaniswe lenhlaba, ubunengi bayo bungangemifuma eminengi. Base besithatha isidumbu sikaJesu, basigoqela ngamalembu kanye lamakha njengomkhuba welahlo labaJuda. Kuleyo ndawo lapho ayebethelwe khona kwakukhona insimu, ensimini kukhona iliba elitsha okwakungazanga kubekwe umuntu kulo. Ngenxa yokulungiselela kwabaJuda, bambeka lapho ke uJesu, ngoba iliba laliseduze. UJohane isahluko samachumi amabili. Kwathi ngosuku lokuqala lweviki, uMaria Magdalena wafika elibeni ekuseni kusesemnyama, wabona ilitshe lisusiwe elibeni. Ngakho wagijima waya kuSimoni Petro lakulowo mfundi omunye owayethandwa nguJesu, wathi kibo,
bayisusile inkosi elibeni, kasazi lapho bayibeke khona.
Ngakho uPetro wasephuma lomunye umfundi baya elibeni, bagijima bobabili kanye kanye. Kodwa lo omunye umfundi wagijima kakhulu wamchiya uPetro, wafika kuqala elibeni. Elunguza wabona amalembu ekhona, kodwa kangenanga. USimon Petro laye wafika emlandela, wangena elibeni, wabona amalembu ekhona. Lelembu elalisekhanda lakhe lingekho emalenjini amanye, kodwa libekwe lodwa. Wasengena laye umfundi omunye owayefike kuqala elibeni, wabona, wakholwa, ngoba babengakaqedisisi umbhalo othi ubefanele ukuvuka kwabafileyo. Basebesuka abafundi, babuyela ekhaya, kodwa uMaria wema elibeni phandle ekhala. Esakhala walunguza elibeni, wabona izithunywa ezimbili zambethe okumhlophe zihlezi lapho isidumbu sikaJesu besilele khona, esinye singekhanda lesinye singenyaweni. Zona zathi kuye,
mama, ukhalelani na?
Wathi kuzo,
bayithethe inkosi yami, kangazi lapho bayibeke khona.
Esechilo lokhu waphenduka, wabona uJesu emi, kodwa wayengamazi ukuthi nguJesu. UJesu wathi kuye,
mama, ukhalelani na? Ufuna ubani na?
Kodwa yena esithi ngumphathi wensimu, wathi kuye,
Nkosi, uba esuswe nguwe, ngitshele lapho umbeke khona, ngiza kumthatha.
UJesu wathi kuye,
Maria.
Yena waphendula wathi kuye ngesiHebheru,
Raboni.
Okuyikuthi, mfundisi. UJesu wathi kuye,
ungangibambi, ngoba angikenyukeli kubaba, kodwa yana kubafowethu, uthi kibo ngiyenyukela kubaba lakuyihlo, kuNkulunkulu wami loNkulunkulu wenu.
UMaria Magdalena wasuka wababikela abafundi wathi,
ngiyibonile inkosi.
Njalo wabatshela amazwi ayo. Wathi kusihlwa ngalolo suku, usuku lokuqala lweviki, iminyango ivaliwe lapho abafundi babekhona ngenxa yokwesaba abaJuda, uJesu wafika wema phakathi wabo, wathi kibo,
ukuthula akube kini.
Esechilo lokhu wabatshengisa izandla zakhe lohlangothi lwakhe. Ngakho ke bathokoza abafundi beyibona inkosi. UJesu wabuya wathi kibo,
ukuthula akube kini, njengokuba uBaba engithumile mina, lami ngiyalithuma leli.
Wathi esechilo lokhu waphephetha phezu kwabo wathi kibo,
yamukelani umoya ongcwele. Labo elibathethelela izono zabo zithethelelwe, lezono zalabo elizibambayo zibanjiwe.
Kodwa uThomas, othiwa liphahla omunye wabalichumi lambili, wayengekho kibo mhla uJesu efika. Ngakho ke abanye abafundi bathi kuye,
"Sibonile inkosi."
Kodwa yena wathi kibo,
"Uma ngingaboni ezandleni zakhe amanxeba ezipikile, ngifake umunwe wami enxebeni lezipikile, ngibeke izandla zami ohlangothini lwakhe, kangikukholwa."
Emva kwensuku ezifica mine mbili abafundi bakhe babe sendlini futhi lo Thomas elabo. UJesu wafika iminyango ivaliwe, wema phakathi kwabo wathi,
"Ukuthula akube kini."
Wasesithi kuThomas,
"Beka umuno wakho lapha, ubone izandla zami. Yelula isandla sakho, usifake ohlangothini lwami. Ungabi ngongakholwayo, kodwa okholwayo."
UThomas wamphendula wathi,
"Nkosi yami, Nkulunkulu wami."
UJesu wathi kuye,
"Usukholiwe ngoba usungibonile na? Babusisiwe labo abakholwa bengabonanga."
UJesu wazenza ezinye izibonakaliso eziningi phambi kwabafundi bakhe ezingalotshwanga kulolu gwalo. Kodwa lezi zilotshelwe ukuba likholwe ukuthi uJesu unguKristu, iNdodana kaNkulunkulu, lokuba lithi likholwe libe nokuphila ebizweni lakhe. UJohane isahluko samachumi amabili lanye. Emva kwalokhu uJesu wazibonakalisa kubafundi bakhe futhi ngaselwandle lwaseTiberias. Wazibonakalisa ngalindlela. Babendawonye oSimoni Petro loThomas othiwa liphahla loNathaniyeli weKhana elaseGalili, amadodana kaZebhediya labanye abafundi ababili. USimoni Petro wathi kubo,
"Ngiyagula inhlanzi."
Bathi kuye,
"Lathi sizahamba lawe."
Base bephuma bangena emkolweni, kodwa kababambanga lutho ngalobo busuku. Wathi emadabuka kusa, uJesu wema okhunjini, kodwa abafundi babengazi ukuthi nguJesu. Ngakho uJesu wathi kubo,
"Bangani, lilakho nje ukudla na?"
Bamphendula bathi,
"Hatshi."
Wasesithi kubo,
"Phosani imbule ngakwesokunene somgodi, lizakuzuza."
Base bephosa. Ngenxa yobunengi benhlanzi abazibambayo bahluleka ukulidonsa. Khona lowo mfundi owayethandwa nguJesu wathi kuPetro,
"Yinkosi."
UPetro esezwile ukuthi yinkosi, wagqoka izigqoko zakhe ngoba wayekhululele umsebenzi, weqela olwandle. Kodwa abanye abafundi beza ngomkholo, bedonsa imbule ligcwele inhlanzi ngoba babengakhatshana lomhlabathi, kodwa kungaba zingalo ezilikhulu. Wathi sebekhuphukele emhlabathini, babona umlilo wamalahle lapho kulenhlanzi phezu kwawo lesinkwa. UJesu wathi kubo,
"Lethani ezinye inhlanzi elisanda ukuzibamba."
USimoni Petro wasengena emkolweni, wahudulela emhlabathini imbule igcwele inhlanzi ezinkulu, ikhulu lamachumi amahlanu lantathu. Loba zazinengi kangaka imbule kalidabukanga. UJesu wathi kubo,
"Wozani lidle."
Kodwa kakho kubafundi owaba lesibindi sokumbuza ukuthi ungubani wena na, ngoba bakwazi ukuthi yiyo inkosi. UJesu weza wathatha isinkwa wabanika, lenhlanzi lazo njalo. Lokhu sekungokwesithathu uJesu ezibonakalisa kubafundi esevukile kwabafileyo. Sebedlile, uJesu wathi kuSimoni Petro,
"Simoni, ndodana kaJohane, uyangithanda kulalaba na?"
Yena wathi,
"Yebo, Nkosi, uyazi ukuthi ngiyakuthanda."
Wathi kuye,
"Phana amawundlu ami ukudla."
Wathi kuye ngokwesibili,
"Simoni, ndodana kaJohane, uyangithanda na?"
Wathi kuye,
"Yebo, Nkosi, uyazi ukuthi ngiyakuthanda."
Wasesithi kuye,
"Yalusa izimvu zami."
Wathi kuye ngokwesithathu,
"Simoni, ndodana kaJohane, uyangithanda na?"
UPetro wadabuka ngoba wathi kuye ngokwesithathu, "Uyangithanda na?" Ngakho wathi kuye,
"Nkosi, uyakwazi konke. Uyakwazi ukuthi ngiyakuthanda."
UJesu wathi,
"Phana izimvu zami ukudla." Ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile ngithi ku. Kusemutsha wawuzigqokisa, uhambe lapho othanda khona. Kodwa nxa usumdala, uzakwelula izandla zakho, omunye akugqokise, akuse lapho ongathandi ukuya khona.
Watsho lokhu etshengisa ukufa ayeza kudumisa uNkulunkulu ngakho, esetshilo lokhu wathi,
Ngilandela.
UPetro ephenduka wabona umfundi uJesu amthandayo elandela, yena futhi owayeyeme esifubeni sakhe ekudleni owathi, Nkosi, ngubani oza kukunikela na? Wathi uPetro embona wathi kuJesu,
Nkosi, loke.
UJesu wathi kuye,
Uba ngithanda ukuba ahlale ngize ngifike. Kulani lokho lawe na? Ngilandela wena.
Ngakho ke leli lizwi laphumela kubazalwane ukuthi lowo mfundi kayekufa. Kanti uJesu kachongo ukuthi kayekufa. Kodwa wathi, Uba ngithanda ukuba ahlale ngize ngifike. Kulani lokho lawe na? Nguye lowo mfundi ofakaza ngalezi zinto. Lozilobileyo. Siyazi ukuthi ubufakazi bakhe buliqiniso. Kodwa ke zikhona ezinye izinto eziningi uJesu azenzayo, uba bezilotshiwe zonke ngazinye. Ngithi umhlaba wonke ubungezanele incwadi ebezingalotshwa.